What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A Friday night from Michigan State Capitol. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Jackson Field. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts won the first two games of the series, but the Loons struck back yesterday. Today, the fourth game of a six-game series, a massive crowd expected, and Adam, perfect weather for baseball.
We've had some great nights, and they just keep getting better, just a touch over 70 degrees. Light cloud coverage in the sky, and it is bright blue up there, sun shining down on the diamond. Let's play some Friday night baseball, Jesse.
Let's start with, usually we would say the starting lineups, but I'm going to say the starting pitching matchup, because the Lugnuts are well-versed with the Loon starter, the lefty Justin Robleski.
Yeah, they faced him four times this year, and they've won three of the two of the four outings going back to April 9th. That was the first series of the year, and then they faced him three times in July, the last coming on July 23rd. The Loons won that game 5-3, but this guy's got an ERA sitting right at three. Sits mid-90s to upper 90s with his fastball, cutter, slider, curve, change. The 11th rounder from Oklahoma State. Always a tough outing when the lefty takes the hill.
On the other side for Jake Garland, there have been some good starts. There have been some tough starts against Great Lakes. June the 30th, 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs. But on July the 20th against Great Lakes, 5 innings, 1 run. Last time he was on the mound, he allowed 10 hits, 7 runs to Fort Wayne in a start that began well and went sideways. So do we know what to expect from Garland today?
Well, I'm hoping that he can get back right for the Lugnuts, because the last five times he's taken the hill, Lansing has lost those contests. You got to go back to that game at West Michigan where he pitched very well, went 5 innings, gave up just 1 run, had 5 strikeouts, and just 1 walk. That was back on July 14th. So it's been over a month since he's been able to pick up a win. Let's see if the Nuts can help him tonight, get off potentially to an early lead, and see if he can pitch behind it.
Your Great Lakes starting lineup features the second baseman Taylor Young leading off. Batting second, the shortstop Alex Freeland. Heading third, DH and Gainer Fernandez. With the catcher Griffin Lockwood Powell. Fire up, Adam. Cleaning up today, batting fifth, the left fielder Nick Bittison. First baseman Kenneth Betancourt hit sixth. Batting seventh and right field, Chris Bubba Aline. Heading eighth, the third baseman, Luis Guerra, the teenager. And then rounding off the order, center fielder, Jake Vogel. Young, Freeland, Fernandez, Lockwood, Powell, Bittison, Betancourt, Aline, Guerra, Vogel to support the lefty, Robleski. On the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts, Junior Perez leads off in center field. Batting second, shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Heading third, catcher, Daniel Susak. Perez, Wilson, Susak. It feels like we're getting used to that top three. The middle of the order, cleanup hitting, right fielder Colby Thomas. Batting fifth, the DH, TJ Schofield Sam. Heading sixth at first base, Brennan Malone. Batting seventh in left field, it's Clark Elliott. The third baseman, Aribiel Anales, hits eighth. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Colby Halter. That's Perez, Wilson, Susak, Thomas, Schofield Sam, Malone. Elliott, Anales, Halter to support Garland. Adam, let's take a closer look at these two starting lineups now. Let's begin with the Great Lakes Loons.
Yeah, for the Loons, I mean, they've been getting off to leads here in all three games against the Lansing Lugnuts. So can they find a way to, I would say, get some early runs but limit the damage in the first few innings of tonight's game, because the Loons have had big frames. Last night it was the third inning where they batted all nine. 3 runs came across on 2 hits. They walked 4 times. That was some of the struggles earlier in the game. They couldn't find the zone consistently, and then they put meatballs over the plate, and the Loons attacked, and they took advantage.
How about on the other side now for the Lugnuts?
Yeah, I think for the Lugnuts, again, this has been a strong lineup, but the thing that they need to do is get some runs earlier for their pitcher, Jake Garland. They've done a great job of coming back, and they won two of the three games doing that, but it seems to me with how potent these guys are, and you're facing a tough task in Justin Robleski, but got to find a way to get some early runs in the first couple of innings.
Knights of Columbus night here at Jackson Field. We are just about set for our national anthem. And so with that, let's go down to the field.
Thank you.
All right, with that, we're just about ready for baseball. Knights of Columbus taking you through the God Bless America and national anthems here on, down on the field as the Nuts and the Loons are lined up and the colors being displayed as they're walked off the field here. Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons still standing in attention, as is most of the crowd. It is a beautiful evening for baseball as we are going to be just a couple of minutes delayed. A big crew down there of Knights of Columbus to get off the field here, but well worth it, well done. And we are ready for another battle. It's game 4 of 6 between the Great Lakes Loons and your Lansing Lugnuts. The Nuts coming in 19-26 in the second half, 50-60 through the first 110 games of the 131-game season. While the Great Lakes Loons 21-24, 66-44 overall through their first 110 games. Lansing won Tuesday and Wednesday. Great Lakes won last night. So 3 games down, 3 games bound, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beginning tonight on Friday, August 18th, 2023. As mentioned, it is sunny and 72 degrees. Beautiful night for baseball. And with the call of the game, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jack, so let's introduce you to this defense. Clad in the home white uniforms, red crowns to the cap, black brims. Lug nuts across the front of the chest. Around the outfield first, Colby Thomas is in right, Junior Perez man center, and Clark Elliott patrols left. At third base, Avery Bielanales. At shortstop, Jacob Wilson. Colby Halter's at second, Brendan Malone's the first baseman. The catcher, Daniel Susak, the man that he's receiving the deliveries currently. It's the big right-hander, Jake Garland, 6'5", 260 pounds. 22 years of age out of Jupiter, Florida. We'll go down to the field for two words and then back up for Adam's keys. All right. Adam, let's talk Jake Garland. Now, we've seen in all of the games of this series how the Great Lakes Loons have managed to find the game's first lead, and they've gotten it early. So your keys for Jake to have a better outing here today?
I think it's just that, right? I mean, get through those first couple of innings, throw strikes, and see if you can get outs. Rely on your defense. You can't go into this lineup timid and try and pick the corners. I think throw it over the plate, try and hit your spots, obviously, to get those out pitches. But rely on your defense, Jesse. They've turned 104 double plays. They have made some spectacular plays throughout this season. Make the Loons swing the bats and don't give up those easy free passes that we've seen a few times throughout this series.
5 double plays turned in the last 2 games for the team that has turned the most double plays in the Midwest League. Home plate umpires Chad Patterson. The bases umpires Brandon Tipton is kicking around the dirt behind first base. It's 7:08 p.m. Taylor Young digs in. Righty versus righty. Garland lets it fly. On the first offering, called a strike. Fastball inside corner at 7:09. The windup, the 0-1. The curveball drops low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Taylor Young yesterday, his day started off poorly. He struck out looking each of his first 3 times in the first 3 innings. The 1-1, check swing, that just barely missed. An appeal of the check denied. 2 balls, 1 strike. It got better for Young after a ground out in the 5th inning, his 4th at-bat. He did walk and steal the base before things were done. Garland throws. Down and in, 3 balls and a strike. I could argue, Adam, with Jacob Marcy of Fort Wayne to begin this homestand, now Taylor Young here. The Lugnuts have seen over the course of these 2 weeks here at home two of the very best leadoff hitters in the league.
Absolutely. Tone setters, table setters, whatever you like to call them. They are tough outs, and here we go. Young with a 3-1 count.
And the pitch. Across the outside corner, strike 2 called. Payoff from Garland. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Today begins the exact same way as yesterday. Young down watching. Boy, there is some late run on that Garland fastball where he starts it off the corner and draws it right back to the edge.
Absolutely beautiful. And to come back after that 3-1 count and get that first out of a guy that is dangerous on the bases, nice start for Jake Garland.
Here's Alex Freeland now, the switch-hitting shortstop. On the pitch, 1. Alex Freeland is approaching his 22nd birthday. It's coming up a week from today. Righty offers. Swing and a miss. 1 ball and a strike. One out, nobody on. No score, top of the first inning. The kick and the toss. Off the inside corner. Two balls, one strike. Freeland yesterday mentioned how Taylor Young began the game. Adam, he began the game. Singles in each of his first three trips. Added a walk later. Line drive, right field, base hit, just like he began yesterday. In comes the throw from Colby Thomas. A one-out single for Freeland. On the batter now is Yainer Fernandez. Now Freeland, after he singled, was then caught trying to steal second base by C.J. Rodriguez. So four times caught in 30 attempts. One on, one out, no score. Garland fires. Swinging a dribbler, foul. Back toward the on-deck hitter, Lockwood Powell. This is where I tell you, follow Adam Jacks on social media. Bother the man. Drop him a line. Central Michigan football season is about to start. He is getting busy, and his content is good. Roger DeRidey, and a 1-4 Fernandez in the scoreless game. Swing and a miss. He was late. Strike two. Adam Jaksa, A-D-A-M-J-A-K-S-A.
That's me.
You're doing good work, man.
Hey, we're doing what we can.
For me, Jay Goldstrass, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugNuts.com, the email address. Love to hear from you. Where are you listening in from? At first, Freeland, one out. The pitch, down. A ball and two strikes on Fernandez. Yander Fernandez has drawn five walks in the first three games of this series. The young DH waits. The pitch. That bounces in and away from Susak, up the left side. Around the second base, Freeland gives a look. Right back to the bag. Wild pitch for Garland. Runner in scoring position. Two balls, two strikes on Yainer.
Well, it's been consistent for the Loons. Getting on base early in this series. Scored in the first inning two of the three games, and the lone night that they didn't score in the first inning, which was last night, they scored five in the two through fourth innings.
The pitch. The breaking ball foul tipped into Susak's mitt. Strike three. Second strikeout for Garland.
That's a great response right there. I like the adversity that Jake Garland's facing in this first inning and how he's responding to it, right? He gets behind Taylor Young 3-1, comes back with the punchy, and then he gets behind Yainer Fernandez. I guess even with him 2-2 with the wild pitch, runner moves up, comes right back out, and gets the strikeout.
Now the cleanup hitting Griffin, Lockwood Powell. Scoreless in the first, Freeland at second. The pitch. Tried to bring it back to the outside corner, but no, away. Ball one. The Great Lakes Loons are wearing their green jersey shirts, and they have that great pattern on the sleeves to resemble the black and white wings of a loon. 1-0. Strike called, hooking in there. Reminds me of the Oregon Ducks helmets that are designed to look like the wings of a duck.
Yes, indeed.
But as you pointed out to me, a loon is in the eagle family.
Uh-huh.
That's a 1-1 pitch to Lockwood Powell. The native South Dakotan. Check swing foul off into the screen. Strike two.
Just more of a water animal, though.
Would
than
you
the
say
eagle.
Water fowl.
Yeah, that works.
And then I can connect that to, that was a foul ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got what you were going with
Thank you.
There.
Thank you. Lockwood Powell catching today. Takes ball two, up and away. Fastball from Garland. Now Garland rocks like a hurricane. Attended the University of Miami. Has his sign, looks back at Freeland. A two ball, two strike pitch. Just missed. Maybe a little low. Aim for the knees on the outside corner. Count is full. What a tough take by Lockwood Powell. 9 homers this year for Griffin Lockwood Powell. The look back. A spin and the serious look back. Nick Bettison is on deck. This has gone strikeout, single, strikeout. Freeland wild pitch to second. The full count offering. Hit on the air, right center field. Over to his left, Junior Perez. Going to get there? No. It's beyond him, and it goes all the way to the wall. Extra bases. Freeland is in to score. Lockwood Powell pulls into second with the RBI double. 1-0 Loons. So right after the borderline pitch went the Loons' way, instead of strike three, Griffin Lockwood Powell picks up his 19th double and his 37th RBI of the year.
That's a tough sequence right there. It looked like it was right there, may have been a touch low, according to the home plate umpire, Chad Patterson, but Garland doesn't get the call, and then Griffin Lockwood Powell makes him pay on the next pitch.
Now Nick Bitterson. A ground ball left side. Third baseman Anales picks it up, staggering. Spins, fires. He's safe at first base. Infield single. Lockwood Powell over to third. Adam, we began this game talking about the importance of Lansing not falling behind early. They have fallen behind early. And now the next important step is for Jake Garland to try to limit this damage as the Loons try to put a crooked number up there. Kenneth Betancourt is the batter, but first, the visit by pitching coach Don Schulze. For Great Lakes yesterday against Jacob Waters, one in the second inning, then three runs in the third, en route to building a 5-0 lead and winning the game 5-3. The day before that, they scored a run in the first and a run in the second against Jose Di Cochea. Lugnuts came back, won it 4-3. And then the series opener, three runs in the first inning against Mitch Myers. Lugnuts overcame it, 1-6-5. Those three runs were scored on this man's swing, Kenneth Betancourt, with a two-out, three-run double. And he's coming up with first and third here, two outs. There is already action in the Lansing pen. Mm.
Yeah, again, it's what we talked about, right? I mean, trying to get these early outs and put zeros up there on the board, and Great Lakes just keeps coming at the nuts early in these games, and they've played like an angry offense here the last couple of nights.
Garland throws to Betancourt. Fouled away, off the right side. Out over the brick elevator into the netting. Betancourt is hitting 250 through 18 games. 5 feet, 8 inches tall, upright stance from the right, crowds the plate. Righty to righty. Bouncer pushed through the open right side, base hit right field. Lockwood Powell scores. Bittison up to second as the throw comes in from Thomas. The RBI single from Betancourt lifts the Loons into a 2-0 lead. How often have we seen that same punch by a lug nut like a Danny Bautista Jr. or a Daniel Susak? The right side vacated, and Betancourt just jabbed it right through.
That's good hitting. Find the gaps, and he pushed it through, and the Loons, what a two-out rally they've got here. You get two strikeouts bookended in between a single, and it looked like it was going to be an easy workaround half inning, but they've come back with two singles, a double, and have put a two-spot up here in this first inning with still two on.
Daniel Susak out to the mound. Right now, Garland, unofficially, Adam, is at 24 pitches. Jack Owen, you remember he was warming up throughout the end of yesterday's game, but they never used him? It's Owen warming up right now. James Gonzalez looked to be in trouble in the eighth, then the ninth. There were runners on, and it didn't matter. Finished 5 scoreless innings out of the pen. So Owen is ready today. 2-1, 2-out, 2-0 Loons. Check swing, ball one outside for Chris Bubba Aline. Switch hitter batting left, number 7 hitter in the order. At second, Bittison at first, Betancourt. Garland delivers. Broke it high. 2 balls and 0 strikes. There have been Lugnuts pitchers. I think about Jacob Waters or Jose Di Cochea, where the trouble has been walks. For Garland, I would argue the trouble has been more a lot of base hits allowed. 2-0. A bouncer up the right side, but foul. So, Adam, we have seen 4 hits here in the first inning. This is coming off allowing 10 hits his last time out. And now for Jake, 93 base hits. And he has worked 65 2/3 innings.
I mean, you just look for the last 5 games coming in tonight. He's given up at least 6 hits or more.
Garland deals off the outside corner. 3 balls and 1 strike. He struck out Young, Freeland single. He struck out Fernandez, Lockwood Powell RBI double, back-to-back singles. 3-1, Aline punches it toward short, backhanded by Jacob Wilson. Steps on second, retires the side. Fielder's choice ends things in the top of the first inning. However, Great Lakes scores two on four hits. There's two runners left stranded. And we're going to the bottom of the first inning. The Loons two. The Lugnuts are coming up against Justin Robleski.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Justin Robleski takes the mound with a two-run lead at his back. Loons 2, Lugnuts coming up with Perez, Wilson, and Susak against the Loons Southpaw out of Canton, Georgia. 11th rounder 2 years ago from Oklahoma State University. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And bring up Junior Perez. He was hitless yesterday, but he did draw a walk. Right-handed batter. Lefty lets it fly on the first offering. Hits the inside corner, strike call. Adam, do you want to go to your key stat about Justin Robleski? I know you've got it. Perez takes ball one.
What's the key stat?
I mean, I remember you saying to me, first inning is his toughest, breaking ball high. First innings for Robleski this year. The opposition bats 3-11. The whip, 1.68. The RA is up near 5. Lets it fly. Below the knees, he's behind Perez. 3 balls and a strike.
Yeah, I couldn't remember where you were going there.
Okay, first inning.
Yeah, I remember that.
Then after that, he settles in. Watch out. Here's the pitch. Perez takes a called strike 2, and the count is 4.
You know, if you meant my key stat that he's 2-2 against the Lugnuts, very important information for tonight's game.
Do you know why I think that is actually important? Is familiarity. The less you know about a pitcher, I would give the pitcher the advantage against the hitter. The more you've seen a pitcher, I would say the advantage swings to the batter. The deal. Fastball missed just inside. Just inside. And Perez takes the walk.
Here's the key stat that we don't have. What's Justin Robleski's record in the green alternate Loon Unis?
Surely that has to be in the Loons game notes.
I'm going to see if they got it in there.
Jacob Wilson now. Perez a threat to run. Great Lakes leading 2-0. Nobody out. Lefty deals to righty. Strike called inside corner. Robleski's fastball. Black Sox pulled up high for Jacob. Open stance. The throw over to first base. Perez got back in. Perez has 36 steals, fourth in the league, 6 times caught. Held on by Betancourt, who's looking into the setting sun. Robleski works, the runner takes off. Pitches inside, throw down to second base, tag, not in time. It looked like as Junior was arriving that his forward progress was suddenly halted and he went reaching out with his arms. He did not explode necessarily into the bag, but he got there for his 37th steal of the year.
I was going to say the same thing. I think his long arms are what got him that stolen base because it looked like the ball had beat him, but he reached out those arms and the sliding momentum got him to the bag. It looked like just before the tag. I think that was a good call.
1-1 on Wilson. Runner in scoring position. Time granted. The catcher for the Loons is Griffin Lockwood Powell. Betancourt at first, Young at second. Freeland, the shortstop. Guerra is at third. Look back at the runner. Young creeping in. Perez runs. The pitch line foul up the left side. Junior was all set to take his 38th bag as Jacob Wilson was turning on it. One ball and two strikes.
Junior's going, come on, I'm three quarters of the way over there. Let me get at third for you so you can knock me in. Wilson says, I was trying to with a double.
Yeah, Jacob Wilson's going, you just stay there at second base. I'll knock you in there.
My number that I wear is number two for a reason. I'm a double guy.
Number two hitter in the order, Robleski deals. A bouncer foul left side. As Adam has said, Jacob Wilson through 12 games has five doubles for Lansing.
Proof is in the pudding.
See, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's just one of those old sayings, you know?
Let me look it up. Perez runs. It is chopped towards second. Young waits back, grabs, throws to first, and Wilson is out of the bag. The one hopper picked up by Betancourt, out number one. Junior Perez now stands at third.
Junior Perez, usually we're seeing hats lost. He's losing his helmet as he has to go retrieve it. The value, quality, or truth of something must be judged based on direct experience with it or on its results. Proof in the pudding.
Line drive foul by Daniel Susak, left side. Perez had to quickly duck, play a little limbo as that one was trying to take his head off. Do you see where the phrase comes from?
I do. 1605?
Yes, it goes back a long ways.
Goodness.
The pitch. Susak chops to second baseman Young. Perez scores. Young's throw to first in time. RBI ground out. Two outs, nobody on. And the Lugnuts trail 2-1. RBI number 53 for Susak.
Junior Perez is going to go in the dugout. Now, see, Jacob Wilson, his ground in a second. That could have been you with an RBI if you wouldn't have swung on my stolen base attempt.
Junior's going his 52nd run of the year. They moved him into the leadoff spot during the two-week road trip to Iowa, and I don't know if he's going to leave that. He's just too good at that role. Well, Justin Robleski deals to Colby Thomas, lefty to righty. Inside ball one. So what I'm seeing with the origin is first pudding back in the 1600s. It's not like chocolate pudding, vanilla pudding. It was a meaty sort of pudding, minced meat. Well, here's the 1-0. A broken back ground ball weakly hit towards short. Freeland comes in. Barehand, could not pick it up. Thomas is safe with the infield single. Just as he passed the bag, the helmet popped right off his head.
So, you're saying that you can't have your meat, you can't have your pudding until you have your meat. That phrase wouldn't have worked back in the 1600s.
The proof is in the pudding. Apparently what it means is the only way that you know that the pudding is any good is you've got to eat it. The proof is in the pudding is when I eat it, I'll know if it's any good. And you and I can extend that to baseball. How do I know that this player is any good? I got to watch him play. Pickoff though over, Thomas is safe. So how did you use the phrase a moment ago?
Proof in the pudding. But seriously, how can you have your pudding if you don't eat your meat, Jesse?
Ball one low to TJ Schofield. Sam, as you say, some people try to have their cake and eat it too.
You got that band for me?
I don't.
Pink Floyd, baby.
I don't know my Pink Floyd. We had a Pink Floyd night and I failed. A ball one offering. Thomas runs. Fastball high. Throw down by Lockwood Powell. Tag in time by Freeland. Thomas is caught. Inning is over. I'll brush up on my Pink Floyd. We have hit the wall. We go to the second inning. The Lugnuts trail the Great Lakes Loons 2-1 from Michigan State Capitol.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's the second inning from Lansing at a 2-1 Great Lakes Loons lead. Jake Garland returns to the hill, kicking, dealing. Luis Guerra taking a called strike. Home plate umpire Chad Patterson calling. Guerra, Bogle, top of the order, Taylor Young. Righty, righty, righty against the righty. Garland's breaking ball punched on the ground right side. Backhanded by Brendan Malone. Garland has to cover. He wins the race to first base against the teenager Guerra. And there's at number one. Jake Garland gave a look. Brendan Malone was way off his line. And Garland realized, uh-oh, I got to hustle.
Yeah, Brendan Malone gave him the panic look of, are you going to get over there? Because I'm not going to be able to make it. And he did. Great hustle by the big fella.
Jake Vogel steps in next. Conditioning. Comes from his football background. Righty throws to righty. Outside ball one. I learned from Kumar Nambiar's blog that it's the batter right after you run. How do you respond? And that's ball two, low and away. Kumar saying earlier this year, he went over to cover first base and it impacted the next batter. He couldn't get his breath back. The wind of the pitch. A bouncing ball hit toward short. Wilson grabs. Here's the throw to first. And there's at number two.
Well, Kumar also gave us the remedy, right? That's the old tie the shoe.
That's
right,
right
after. 1-2, tie the shoe.
3-4.
No score in that half inning.
Taylor Young steps in. Garland had a laborious top of the first inning. He's looking for a much easier second. 2-1 Loons lead. He's already in position to work. With Garland on one side and Robleski on the other, you've got two pitchers who love to push the pace. Taylor Young loves to work the count. Righty to righty. The breaking ball hooks in for a called strike one. The old knuckle curve. Young struck out looking on a 3-2 top of the first. Pitch two. Knuckle curve. Flied foul up the right side. Strike two. Center fielder Perez shaded a ways in a right center. Garland kicks and deals. Outside corner, strike three called. Young is down watching again. Three strikeouts for Garland. Twice he has frozen Taylor Young. And it's a perfect top of the second inning. 1.5 complete. Great Lakes 2, Lansing 1.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Loons scored two in the top of the first. The Lugnuts got one back in the home half. Now the bottom of the second inning, beginning with a called strike on the outside corner. Justin Robleski to T.J. Schofield-Sam, who was batting when Colby Thomas was thrown out trying to steal second, ending the first. Lefty to lefty. Punched on the ground, foul, sizzling off the left side, ricocheting past the third base coach and manager Craig Conklin. Third baseman Garrett clears it away. Schofield-Sam, Malone, and Elliott here. No balls and two strikes on Schofield Sam out of Brampton, Ontario. The wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the high cheddar. Strikeout number one for Robleski. 98 miles an hour on that fastball. I'd like to say hello to Tommy Hart checking in via Twitter, via social media. Saying back at his second home. Let's get another W tonight. Ball one to Brennan Malone.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Lefty to righty, 2-1 Loons. The wind and the pitch. Off speed in there, strike called.
Who doesn't want to hang out at their second home, the ballpark?
Robleski kicks and offers. Fastball's outside, 96. Two balls and a strike on Malone. They moved him down the order just to take a little bit of the pressure off. Six home runs, though, for him. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, hit towards short. High hop for Freeland, staying with it. The throw to first is perfect. Two outs. Boy, that bounce took off on Alex Freeland, and he was ready, up for the challenge. Here comes Clark Elliott. Two outs and nobody on. Loons two, Lugnuts one. Number seven hitter in the order. Lefty offering to lefty. A ground ball on the right side. Backhanded by Betancourt and rushes to his own base. First baseman unassisted to end the second. Down goes Lansing against Robleski, and we are onward into the third. It is the Great Lakes Loons 2. The Lansing Lugnuts 1. Adam Jackson returns with the call.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. Off to the top of the third we move at Jackson Field. Thanks so much for spending your Friday night with us. Beautiful evening for baseball. Loons in front of the Lugs, 2-1. Jake Garland ready to work a second time through the card. 2, 3, and 4 due up. Alex Freeland, Yadier Fernandez, and Griffin Lockwood Powell. Ready on lefty, first pitch. That's down low, ball one. Freeland with a base hit in his first at-bat, scored the first run of the game. He had three hits and a walk yesterday. He had a walk and a double the day before, and he had two hits and a walk the day before that. The pitch, that's popped back, foul, just to the left of us up here, sweet level. One ball, one strike. So, just to say, he has been splendid this week. The pitch, slider down low, 2-1. Garland's fourth pitch, that's down low, 3-1, and Freeland is a ball away from reaching base for a second time. Garland set, kicks and throws home. Up high, ball four. So Freeland has reached again two times in a game this week. All four he's done that. Four times yesterday, and then he has gone two and three times. My goodness, he has been superb and continues that. Leadoff man is on in the third as the Loons try and tack on to their 2-1 lead. Here's Yainer Fernandez from the right side. Bouncing ball over to the left of second, sneaks through for a base hit up the middle. Perez coming up on it. A turn from Freeland. He was thinking about third, stays put. And the first two are aboard on back-to-back pitches in the third inning. That was the second time through the order last night that really, you look back on it, cost Lansing the game because they just couldn't make up the 5-run deficit. They gave up 3 on 9 batters coming to the plate with 4 walks and 2 base hits. And that really broke things open in the third, made it 4-0. Loons tacked on one more in the fourth and held on to win 5-3. Here's Griffin Lockwood Powell. The pitch home. Lifts his arms out of the way. Ball one. 5 hits allowed now by Garland, the Miami Hurricane. Would love a double play ball. It does induce a lot of ground balls. 1-0 pitch. That's up high inside. He just can't find the zone. Six of his 8 pitches to start this half inning have been out of the zone here. Here's the pitch. That's in there, strike one. Griffin Lockwood Powell broke the scoreless tie in the first with 2 outs, doubled out to the deepest part of right center field, over the head of Junior Perez to the wall. That scored Alex Freeland, who's now on second. The pitch, that's a letter high strike 2 call. And Griffin Lockwood Powell will take time. Lugnuts will finish up with the Loons tomorrow and Sunday. We'll head out on the road to Dayton Tuesday through next Sunday. Come back home Tuesday through Sunday against West Michigan. And then they're out to Lake County to close out the year with 6 in East Lake. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, foul. Lockwood Powell just stays alive. Garland, big frame on the hill. 6'5", 260. The 22-year-old, but as shown, he can move. He's covered first base last half inning. 2-2, up high, 3-2. Lockwood Powell, 4 years with the Chippewas up in Mount Pleasant, hour drive right up north, 127. Helped them get to the tournament in 19 and 21. Pitch home. Lifted, left field, foul territory. Anhele is giving chase in the bullpen, and it drops over his head as one of the Loon bullpen catchers scattered out of the way. It really was a remarkable stretch in 2019 for Central Michigan baseball. They are a prestigious baseball program in the Mid-American Conference, and they had just been missing one thing. They had accomplished everything over the last few decades, but they had not been to the NCAA tournament, which as a MAC school, you got to win that baseball tourney at the end of the year. Had not been there since 1995. So 20-plus years, and Lockwood Powell was a huge part of helping the Chippewas get there in 2019. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Down here on strikes. Beauty of a pitch from Jake Garland, his fourth strikeout. first out of the third. That was a slow evolving hook with a little slide action on it. Excellent pitch from Garland. And now here comes Nick Bittison. Just called up from Low A, Rancho Cucamonga. Just a couple of weeks ago on August 3rd. Second season with the Dodgers. Open stance from the right side. First and second. One out. Top three. 2-1. Loons in front. Garland looks at second. Throws. That's low and inside. Ball one. Shadows have started to take over the left corner of the outfield as Clark Elliott looks like a lonely man out there in the shade. You've got Perez out in the striping of the sun. Thomas in right field in the shade. The pitch home. Dropped in, breaking ball, strike one. There's more sun out there in the right side as it sets here. Coming up on 8 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, but the one thin video board shade mark is where Thomas is. Pitches in there for a strike, throw down to third, and that's in time. Out is Freeland. And Daniel Nava is not happy with it. He thought that he was safe, and Nava having words with Brandon Tipton. Nava, right there in front of third base, thought that Freeland had got in there safely and adamantly pointing across the diamond. But it doesn't matter. Freeland is gone. Great throw from Daniel Susak. I don't know if he was perhaps upset because Tipton fell down when he was making the call. He slipped on a knee, so I don't know if maybe that was part of the case, that when he was slipping that he missed the call, but he was right there. And Angeles put the tag down, so there are two away. And a 1-2 count on Bittison. The pitch. On the outside corner, called strike three. So that half inning ends in a hurry. That's the third out. The Lugnuts are still on the field. I don't know what we're doing here. They're three outs, and now they will head back to the dugout. I don't know if the umpires had said something or what was going on, but there's the second out on the caught stealing, and then the second strikeout. Bittison down, Loons are down. We're going to head to the bottom of the third. Lansing down 2-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
No surprise, a close game through the first 2.5 innings. We move to the last of the third, Lansing trailing 2-1. Arebi Alangeles, Colby Halter, and Junior Perez coming up to the plate, 8-9-1 against Justin Robleski. Robleski gave up the run in the first, but then a quick 1-2-3 second, including his first strikeout. The pitch home, swing and a miss. High fastball, Angeles chased. Angeles batting just short of 240 this year. The pitch, breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike, six home runs, and they've all come right here at Jackson Field. 1-1 pitch. This is swatted back foul up towards the suites. One ball, two strikes. You know, all of Daniel Susak's home runs have come here at Jackson Field, and that kind of helps tell the story. A pitch home. Line drive out to right center field. It's down for a base hit. Aline comes over to his right to field it. Anales takes the turn, but he's stay put at first. Second hit tonight for the Nuts.
That's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball that he just turned around.
Rocket line drive. Good swing for Arribio. The story I'm talking about, Jesse, with the home runs coming at home is the home cooking you've got placed here in the game notes talking about how good Lansing has been offensively in the league. They've been the best home team in the league. The pinch. That's a fastball down the strike to Colby Halter, the lefty, down 0-1. Lansing has the best home batting average in the circuit at .258. Pitch home. Breaking ball cut on and missed. They've got the most base hits at home with 472, most triples with 17, and total bases with 7051, and are third in home runs. I don't know if I'll ever say that again. One more time. That's home runs.
I typed it all out. It makes sense.
It sure does. 49 of them here. Pitch. It's outside. One ball, two strikes. So there you go. Just to give you an idea, Lansing has been superb in what has been known as a hitter-friendly park, but they've taken advantage of it themselves. Holtz are really choking up here. Pitch. Easy out to shallow center field. Vogel coming in, makes the catch. And he will shuffle and just toss it back in as Anjelez gets back. One away. See the approach change right there from Colby Halter. Moved up his hands to choke up and just put the ball in play with those two strikes. So the 8 and 9 hitters, one reaches, one turns in and out. We go back to the top of the card for Junior Perez. Moon's in front, 2-1, bottom three. Lefty on righty. Throw back to first, Anjelez in safe.
We're not seeing the hits necessarily come by the bunches yet for Halter. But, Adam, I don't think he looks overmatched.
No, like we had mentioned last night, he's swinging at pitches in the zone. He's taking a few walks. I think he looks the part. Pitch. That's in there. Strike one. And once you get comfortable with the zone, the next thing that's going to come is those base hits. Good guy to have at the bottom of the order to help turn things over. Pitch, lifted deep, left field. Bennison is going back. He's at the track, at the wall. It's caught by Vogel, circling in from center field. And Anjelez scampers back to first base. Boy, Perez put a charge into that one, and it looked like it was on its way for his ninth home run, but it just falls short. That keeps it a 2-1 game, two outs. Jacob Wilson will try and help the Lugnuts produce a two-out rally. Runner at first, bottom three. The pitch home. On the ground, one hopped off the glove, over towards shortstop. The play made by Freeland. Boy, he is tremendous over there at shortstop. Took that one off the ricochet from Robleski. A bare hand throw on the run and gets a speedy Jacob Wilson. And the Lugnuts lead their leadoff base hit. Aya Reveal, Anjelez, stranded. Off to the fourth, 2-1, Great Lakes.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen.
voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Three down, six to go as we head to the fourth inning, and it is 2-1 our score. Great Lakes in front of Lansing here at Jackson Field. Big time crowd tonight on this Friday evening, continuing the second to last homestand of the season. A game to go tomorrow and Sunday, and then in 2 weeks we will go against West Michigan. Home plate umpire Chad Patterson was signaling, let's get the lights turned on, and they just come on. Now we're ready to go. First pitch, Betancourt bunts it fair down the third base side. Angeles charges, bare hands, throws to first, a little high, jumping grab Malone. It's late, and an infield bunt single for Betancourt on the first pitch of the fourth inning. So a little delay getting that half inning started because we were waiting for the lights to turn on. And on that first pitch, Betancourt wasted no time. Sixth hit tonight off of Jake Garland. Well-placed bunt. Angeles did everything he could, but unable to make the play. Here's Chris Bubba Aline that steps in from the left side. Open stance. Righty on lefty to pitch. On the ground over towards second. Scooped up by Halter to his left. Throws in time to first to get Aline. Betancourt was running on the play, so he easily gets to second base. Well, the Loons got the first two to reach in that third inning. And then two strikeouts. And Freeland was thrown out trying to steal third base. So Garland able to get out of the jam. Now he's trying to get out of a one-out runner at second jam. Here's Luis Guerra. The pitch. A little bit low, ball one. Correction, Luis Guerra, L-U-I-S, and last name G-U-E-R-R-A. 250 hitter with couple knocked in. He's looking for a third with Betancourt in scoring position. The pitch. High hopper off the plate over towards short. Wilson sticks out to his left. Spins. Throws to first. Come on! Oh, Jacob Wilson. Pretty play. And there's two away. Lunging to his left. And the left arm was extended as far as it would go. And Jacob Wilson comes up with a highlight defensive play. He is so comfortable over there at the shortstop position. Jake Vogel now with two outs and a runner at third. The pitch lifted out to right field. Backing up is Colby Thomas in front of the track, makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So a great play from Jacob Wilson defensively. And then a pitch later, it's a line drive out to right field. And that is going to do it for this fourth inning. We will head to the last of the fourth. Lansing trailing 2-1 at Jackson Field.
Okay, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
beautiful night for baseball as we bring you back 8 o'clock in the Eastern time zone right on the dot. Lansing trailing Great Lakes 2-1. First pitch coming up here in this fourth inning from Justin Robleski. Here's the pitch. It's on the inside corner, strike one. Daniel Zusak, Colby Thomas, and TJ Schofield Sam coming up, 3, 4, and 5. Zusak with the third best batting average in the league. The pitch. That's outside, 1-1. 299 is batting average coming into tonight for number 18. It's dropped a tick to 298 after the ground out in his first at-bat. And a seventh home run earlier this week. The pitch, high hopper over the glove of Robleski, right to the second baseman, Young. Sets, throws to first, one down. And that was the night Tuesday. He had a two home run night, becoming the fifth nut to have multiple home runs in a game this year. That was our trivia question last night. We've got a new trivia question for you tonight. Here we are, trivia time at the bottom of the fourth. Here's Colby Thomas, righty on righty. The pitch home. On the outside corner, strike one. It is, in fact, a backyard baseball or backyard basketball. Pitch launched out to left center field. That ball is headed up the gap, and it's going towards the wall. Thomas flying around first, loses his helmet. He's into second base. It's a double for Colby Thomas. One on with one out in the fourth. Big time swing from Colby Thomas. He had a home run last night. Tonight, a two-bagger. And the tying run in scoring position as TJ Schofield Sam comes to the plate. Well, backyard sports, the games that were played, video games, computer games. We had the Pablo Sanchez bobblehead night 5 years ago in 2018. And it is his birthday tonight, August 18th. He would have been 26. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, strike one. I should say he is 26. He was turning 21 the night of the bobblehead giveaway in 2018. The pitch home. It's on the outside corner, strike two. Sanchez, the one with the big cap. Almost looks like he's stuffing something under the cap that sits on his head, but great athlete in the backyard sports games. So the question related to that bobblehead night, 0-2 pitch. There's a bouncing ball to right side, and it sneaks through for a base hit. Colby Thomas gets the wave. Aline with the throw home. It's late. Head first slide for Thomas. He's in, and the ball gets away. Up to second goes Schofield Sam. An RBI single from TJ, and we're tied at 2 in the fourth. It just had enough pace on it to scoot through between Young and Betancourt. And now Lansing, even though they're two hits short of the Loons, they have tied the score at 2, and here comes Brennan Malone. On the error, Schofield Sam now in scoring position. That error on Chris Aline. The pitch home. Popped up. Shallow right center field. Young, the shortstop, going out. Aline coming in. He's underneath of it. Makes the catch. And Brennan Malone stays put. So the question tonight on that bobblehead night with Pablo Sanchez in 2018, Lansing played as a different nickname. They weren't the Lugnuts that night. What was their nickname in the themed uniforms they wore on the Pablo Sanchez bobblehead night back in 2018? You can email in jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com with your answers. We'll get to them in the seventh. The pitch, Elliott check, swing, tapper. That's fair down the third base side. Pass Guerra at third. Around third, here comes Schofield Sam. Replacing him at second is Clark Elliott. It's an RBI check, swing, double. Lansing's got their first lead, 3-2. Well, sometimes things go your way. And he turned around a check swing fastball from Robleski, and it was perfectly placed and hit hard right inside the pillow up the third base line. So the error from Aline on the throw comes to hurt the Loons as Schofield Sam scores from second. The pitch that buzzes back Arribil Angeles. Ball one. 3-2 Nuts in a two-run fourth inning, and this crowd has come alive. Rocking here tonight on this Friday evening. 1-0 pitch. Hammered out to left field. That ball is gone, but foul. What a swing on a cut, on a chop swing from Angeles. By the way, this is Adolfo Ramirez here in this fourth inning. The pitch home. Line drive right back up the middle base hit. Elliott coming around third. No throw to the plate. RBI single, Arribil Angeles. The hits and runs keep coming, and the Nuts have doubled up the Loons 4-2. So Justin Robleski exits, and Lansing has jumped all over Adolfo Ramirez. Now it's Colby Halter, but first, a visit on the mound. So it went ground out, then double RBI single, fly out, RBI double, RBI single. And there are still two outs, but Lansing has played in three. They've grabbed their first lead. And Halter, the seventh batter, to come to the plate. What a wild half inning for the Nuts, but showing their depth in their order as it starts with the Thomas double in the four spot, and then everybody else has produced. The pitch home. That's inside, and it scoots away from Lockwood Powell, goes up towards the Lugnuts dugout. Around second, Angeles was thinking about third, but he will stay put at second base, as Kenneth Betancourt actually was the one that got to that ball first and ran it back into the infield. So the wild pitch allows Angeles now in scoring position, and here comes a 1-0 pitch to Colby Halter. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Drake in the production room is questioning why I said gone but foul on the Angeles swing. So it's gone because it left the yard. It's a throw back to second. There is Angeles. So the ball exits the yard, right? It goes over the wall. It's out of here. Then is it fair or foul? It went foul. So it was gone but foul. Does that make sense? He doesn't like it. The pitch is inside, down low, 2-1. Well, I hope you folks at home understood what I was saying. Jesse, does that make sense to you?
I mean, Drake is exercising his veto power right now.
I respect it. He's flexing his muscles and everything. Big smile over there from him. The pitch, Angeles headed to third. Throw is outside. Throw down to third is late. Angeles with a pop-up slide, and he's now 90 feet away from scoring the Lugnuts' fifth run. Lansing putting the pedal to the metal in this fourth inning. The production room, man. Some characters in there. The pitch. That's down low, ball four. So first and third now. And here comes Junior Perez.
It's just such a good combination of all factors, right? There's hitting, there's patience, there's base running. This has been team offense to rally for the lead.
And this is, again, without the top three in the order producing. Daniel Susak was first up as the three-hole hitter. Grounded out. Junior Perez, Jacob Wilson haven't even batted. Perez nearly missed a home run in his last at bat. What does he have here? The pitch. That's down low. Ball one. And how about what it showcases with how good Justin Robleski was through three innings, because Ramirez has given up three runs in his first inning of work. That pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes. Perez walked, stole a base in the first, came in to score the Lugnuts' first run. Number four now trying to potentially give them a four-run fourth inning, or maybe more. Lansing has now equaled the hit total of the Loons with six. 2-0 pitch. High hopper over towards third. That ball foul. 2-1.
Luckily for the Loons, that was foul because that was going to give Guerra fits.
Well, he already had to deal with the Clark Elliott check swing line drive double down the third base line. A little bit of luck and things going well in your home park also helping out in this fourth inning. But again, it starts with the aggression from the Nuts. Throw back to first. And a nice pick by Betancourt to keep that in front. Put the tag on two, but Halter back and safe. Angeles is at third. Halter at first. Two outs. And a 2-1 count to the righty, Junior Perez. Here's the pitch. Up high above his head as he ducks out of the way. It's 3-1. If Ramirez lets him aboard, it would be Jacob Wilson, the first overall pick this year by the A's, taking sixth overall. That's coming up right behind him. 3-1. That's up high, ball four. And indeed, the bases are loaded here with two outs for Jacob Wilson. So Jacob Wilson, average up above 315. He's knocked in four this year. And a guy that has been searching out doubles of late, five so far. Trying to come through again here. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a couple of groundouts. They play him to pull to the left side of the diamond. Time called by the catcher, Griffin Lockwood Powell. So they've got Guerra, Freeland, and Young all shifted over. Young, the second baseman, basically behind second base. Hole through the right side of the infield. The pitch. Breaking ball snaps in. Strike one. Angeles is at third, Halter at second, Perez at first. Angeles, the man that got that first grand slam of the season recently. The pitch bends in a little bit too tight, one ball, one strike.
Adam, that's unofficially 25 pitches for Ramirez here. Sourin Lau is warming up in the pen.
The Lugnuts have done the damage here against Ramirez. Do they have a knockout punch? The pitch, hard hit on a line, and it's bounced and caught by Guerra. He'll run it over to third just in case and tags the bag, and out is Halter. My goodness, a scorched ball that if it's anywhere but at Guerra, scores at least one, probably two, and maybe more. But instead, Lansing settles for three on four hits and two walks and one error. We're off to the fifth, Lansing four, Great Lakes two.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, look here, Jake Garland on the hill, 4-2 Lugnuts lead. It misses down and away, ball one. To begin things to Taylor Young, 1-2-3 hitters in the Loons order, top of the fifth. Pitch on its way. Young swings, grounds towards short. Couple of hops to gun. From the outfield grass, the throw to first. High, overshoots Malone. Ricochets off the wall and comes right back to him. And on that play, Taylor Young reaches safely E6. Second straight day with an error for Jacob Wilson. Yesterday was a fielding error, and today Thoreau simply got away from him.
He makes the spinorama play, but a little bit too juiced up on that throw.
Yeah. And so here comes Alex Freeland. Yanner Fernandez waiting on deck. The Lugnuts have scored four unanswered. First offering to Freeland is lined out to left center field. Junior Perez covers the territory. He's got the catch from center, and back to first base goes Young. So they're trying to ambush Garland here in the top of the fourth inning. An error put Young on, Freeland is out, and bring up Yanner Fernandez.
Now the Loons have to feel very fortunate that although they now are behind in a wild three-run bottom of the fourth, that it's not more after a hot shot from Wilson right down the line with two outs and the bases full.
The pitch. Yanner takes a call, ball off the outside corner. Well, you said it. Bases loaded, two outs. Jacob Wilson was right on the pitch from Adolfo Ramirez. But Luis Guerra was right there. Righty to righty. A ball and offering from Garland. Runner moves, pitches down and away. Throw down to second base is late. And a steal of second for Young. Stolen base number 44. And a scoring position. Adam, remember yesterday I said, let's talk some baseball slang, and I introduced you to Knot Hole Customer, the Knot Hole Gang?
Yes, sir.
So earlier today I was talking with the man in charge of strength and conditioning for the Lugnuts, Stephen Thayer, and he said as soon as I mentioned that, he thought angels in the outfield. He was on the same page as you. 2-0, strike called outside corner to Fernandez, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout.
Did he then go bull take Angels in the Outfield as the best classic baseball movie there is?
No. He said, after I said, all right, Steve, your turn to give me some baseball slang. 2-1. Foul away, slicing up the right side. He gave me filth. He said, I love filthy. Filth for baseball slang.
Just for like a great pitch?
Exactly.
Yeah. Great line.
Because a great pitch, there's nothing clean about it. It's dirty. It's nasty. 2-2 from Jake Garland. On its way. Line drive. That is foul up the right side. And a one-hop backhand by Brock Whittlesey, who waits for his applause. Guardian angel right now as Jack Owen warms in the pen.
He's got an angel out there.
Call me Al. Yanner Fernandez. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Young at second. 4-2. The Loons are down. Fifth inning. Garland pivots about. Looks Young back to second base.
We're always watching.
The set by Garland. And here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball that bounced in, knocked down by Susak. So that was one of Stephen Thayer's contributions, was Bill, just to describe, a really wicked pitch, great spin, something about it where you just go, that pitch was nasty.
I like it.
And the other piece of baseball slang that he really likes is a seeing eye single. Time called at home plate, granted to batter Fernandez. For a ball, works his way through the infield as if it had eyes to dodge its way past the defenders. Fernandez engages in conversation with his dugout. Then throw it in reverse, backed up into the right-hand batter's box, and here we go. At second, Young, one out. 3-2 pitch. That's flied out to right field. Kobe Thomas went back. Now he comes in to make the catch. And back to second, Taylor Young. Young then dances away from second base in case they weren't paying attention to him. Quickly, the ball sent in to Jacob Wilson. Yanner Fernandez is out number two. Griffin Lockwood Powell is the batter. But back to that whole idea of filth. I really enjoy all the different descriptions that we have come up with over the course of the decades and decades of what do we and how do we describe a really good pitch. Righty to righty, Garland throws. A ground ball up the middle, scooting into center field, base hit. Taylor Young with speed around third base. Junior pairs his throw to the plate, up the first base side, past Susak, and past Jacob Garland. Young scores, Lockwood Powell up to second. 4-3 Loons, RBI single Griffin Lockwood Powell. And because nobody could stop that throw, Griffin Lockwood Powell is in scoring position, representing the potential game-tying run.
It's not clean baseball in this fifth inning. Two errors, and that's an unearned run for Jake Garland, who's come out. He's gotten the job done, but the defense, a couple mistakes here, and Loons get a run right back.
Catcher Susak goes out to the hill. You'd figure that Jack Owen is ready. Should they call on him? Nick Bittison is coming up next. Garland right now, unofficially, Adam, 71 pitches I see.
By the way, I was going to say, Clark Elliott would like to know if seeing eye check swing double is one of the sayings.
That is a thing. So what you say is the ball has eyes.
There you go.
And it saw its way past the third baseman, Guerra, and gave him two bases in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Lug scored three in the fourth. Loons have plated one here in the fifth. Two outs. Runner at second. Righty, righty. Nick Bettison shoots it one hard hop to second baseman Halter. Throw to first, retires the side. Two errors, one hit, one run. Lockwood Powell left it second. The Lugnuts still lead, and Jake Garland is through five. He was looking at the dugout saying, trust in me, I got this. And so halfway to the house, to the bottom of the fifth inning, it is the Lugnuts 4, the Loons 3.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We've got ourselves a ball game now. Loon scored two in the top of the first. Lugnuts countered with one. And after two innings with bagels, Lugnuts grabbed the lead with three in the fourth. Loon just answered with one in the top of the fifth. 4-3, Nuts the lead. The last of the fifth inning. 3, 4, 5 hitters coming up in the Nuts order. That means Susak, Thomas, and Schofield Sam against the right-hander Adolfo Ramirez out of Heroica, Mulegé, Mexico. Righty deals to righty. Susak bounces it foul at home plate. It was a first pitch breaking ball from Ramirez. Things changed when Ramirez came on for Justin Robleski. The Loon starter looked great at his hottest. His fastball was 99 miles an hour. Righty to righty. A ground ball hopping foul wide of third. Strike two. So Robleski went out, and in his three innings, two hits, one run, one walk, one strikeout. And then the Lugnuts hung four hits, drew two walks, and scored the three against Ramirez. Back out for a second inning of work to see if things will go better here. Susak is 0-2 with a couple of groundouts to second. In the first inning, his groundout drove in a run. The pitch, up high, ball one.
Another close, compelling game between these two teams, as you would expect.
Yes. Lugnuts won the first two by one run, and by one run, 6-5, 4-3. Loons won by two runs yesterday. Cozy. The pitch. Susak goes down swinging. Ramirez notches his first strikeout, and there's one away in the bottom of the fifth. Kobe Thomas steps in. Kobe already has a multi-hit game. Single in the first, double in the fourth, he has scored a run. Here's the pitch. Thomas swings and taps it foul at home. Now, I realize it's limited sample size, Adam. It's his 34th game. He's hitting 317. And I just want to emphasize that in the Midwest League, if you hit above 250, you're doing something. It's a pitcher-dominant league. He's just made this look easy.
Yeah, he's been on fire since he came up to Lansing and continues to torch opposing pitchers.
This pitch stays high. One ball, one strike on Kobe.
And it's extra bases, Jesse. It's not just singles. I mean, he's hitting homers. He's hitting doubles.
Here's the pitch. Thomas swings and fouls it back to the screen. All right, are you ready for some quick mathematics?
I sure am.
When putting the ball into play, Kobe is hitting 489.
Yeah, that's good.
He has struck out 47 times. He is 44 for 90 when he doesn't strike out. Ridiculous. One ball, two strike pitch. Hit in the air and foul off the right side. It stays one ball, two strikes.
Is that the Kobe Thomas BAPIP? Calculated by Jesse?
Well, it's not quite because I kept home runs in there for BABIP. You take out home runs.
All right, yeah, you're
so
right.
So I'm cheating a little. But yes, that's his batting average, putting it into play, not striking out. 1-2 pitch, up very high.
Batting average, balls in play. BABIP, taking notes, the production room, they are. You know, I just want to make sure that they're staying on with what we're saying.
I hope they still like you a little.
Terry gave us a thumbs up.
Good. Shot up the middle. Base hit center field. That BABIP is rising. Thomas rushes for second. Vogel's throwing is late. He hustles out the double. Second double of the game for Kobe. It's his 12th double with the Lugnuts. And let's go to the ledger because his goal for 2023 is 40 doubles in his first professional season. So Kobe right now, 36 for the year.
Back-to-back doubles, I think he's going to get there. I think we said that the last time you brought that up. He's going to get there. Keeps getting closer.
Ramirez got out in front. He lasered it in play, and then he turned on the Jets. TJ Schofield, Sam takes ball one down low. Just excitement that Thomas brings.
I mean, that right there is just saying, I will not accept a single. Go get myself two bags, and he did so. Great hustle.
Here's the pitch to TJ. A dribbler foul right side. When he came up with Thomas in scoring position in the fourth inning, he brought him in. Schofield Sam, the RBI single. A chance for another RBI for the native Canadian. Drafted by the Oakland Athletics in the 12th round 4 years ago out of North Park Secondary School. A ball at a strike the count. One out. The pitch. A ground ball hopping down to first. Knocked down by Betancourt. Calls his own number. Out recorded to third base Thomas. Two away. Reminds me a little bit of William Simonite, who would never, ever, ever want to feed the pitcher. The ball was hit to Will while he was playing first base. It was always first baseman unassisted.
Infinity three unassisted.
Benson coach David Anderson races out to the mound. By the way, quick update from AA. Max Muncy has doubled again. You know that I've been keeping track of how good Max has been for the Midland Rockouts. He's one for one, a first inning double. Joe Boyle has already struck out two. No score in the early going between the Rockouts and the San Antonio Missions. Yesterday, the key story for AA Midland was Blake Beers relieving Brady Basso in Basso's debut. Basso went three innings. He pitched fairly well. Two runs in the first inning. Then after that, nothing. But then Blake Beers came on, and they couldn't touch him. Six innings, struck out six, and San Antonio fell to the Rockhounds 9-4.
Seven straight wins, nine of their last 10. They're two games out of first place. Look at that team go.
They are rocking. Righty to righty, the pitch to Brendan Malone. Strike called on the inside corner. So here's something that you need to know about Adam Jackson. The man loves alliteration. So I'm picturing what you would do with a name like the Rockhounds. The deal, Malone takes a ball outside.
The Missions rocked by the Rockhounds tonight.
Brennan is 0 for 2 with a ground out to short and a fly out to right. At third base, Thomas, two outs. Lansing up 4-3. Malone shots left side. Freeland, the shortstop, yields. Third base, McGarry intercepts. The throw to first is picture perfect, and the lug nuts are turned away. Thomas's double left at third. Five innings complete. Nuts 4, Loons 3 go to the sixth inning.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Loons are down by a run. 4-3 Lansing into the sixth inning. Kenneth Betancourt followed by a lead and then Guerra. The Great Lakes batters coming up against a new Lugnuts pitcher. Hey, Jake Garland got him through five. It looked in the first inning like he might not make it out, but he recorded the final out. He blanked the Loons in the second, the third, the fourth, and unearned run in the fifth. And now Owen, first pitch lined over short, base hit left field. Kenneth Betancourt, it's his third hit of the game. Elliott plays it in. Leadoff single for the Loons first baseman. Tying run is on. Chris Aline is coming up. So let's talk baseball strategy. There was a day and age in baseball when this would be a bunting situation. Aline is 0 for 2. He's got great power and great speed. And he's not bunting as he takes ball one outside. Great Lakes has two sacrifice bunts all year. One of them was laid down by Aline, the Maryland Terrapin, out of Philadelphia. Lefty dealing to the switch hitter, batting right. Swing and a miss. Change up away. Ball and a strike. I'm somebody who enjoys a well-placed sacrifice bunt from time to time, but Adam, I am not an extremist in that category. 1-1. Head on the air, center field. Back goes Junior Perez. Back he goes with room to make the catch. And back to first base, Kenneth Betancourt. One out. I do side with the whole don't bunt, swing away. Chris Aline, we have seen his power in the series. And in this case, Jack Owen got him.
Yeah, I'm the same with you. Used to be the bunt, get him over, but not with the metrics these days and the power these guys have.
Luis Guerra takes a called strike. Outs are so precious. Why would you give one up?
Can't give away an out. You only get three.
And looking at this game, the score is 4-3 right now. I think you and I expect more runs to be scored by both teams. Perhaps runner takes off. The pitch line foul up the right side. Yesterday, we saw the bullpens come in and pitch lockdown baseball. James Gonzalez, 5 shutout innings. For the Loons, their bullpen, 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. So, though Jacksonville is a great place to hit and a great place to score runs, we'll see. Lugnuts in the pen with Jack Owen. The Loons in the pen. Adolfo Ramirez is the piggybacker. Owens 0-2. A ground ball hit toward short. There's Wilson. Feed second. That's one. Halted a first. It's two. Double play. 6-4-3. Side retired. Wipe out the leadoff single. Send us to the bottom of the sixth. Lugnuts 4, Loons 3.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Monty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
It's the bottom of the sixth inning, and it's a 4-3 Lugnuts lead over the Great Lakes Loons, game four of a six-game series. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Three runs, eight hits, one error for the Loons. Four runs, seven hits, two errors for the Lansing Lugnuts, who have defeated the Loons in 10 of the first 18 games of this 21-game season series. And so, all time, it's tied 146-146. Clark Elliott leads off, batting left against the righty Adolfo Ramirez. Out for a third inning of work. On the first pitch, slides in for a called strike. It's Elliott, Anales, Halter, 7-8-9, against the righty for Great Lakes. Ramirez with the sign. Kicks, throws. A ground ball on the right side, vacuumed by Taylor Young. A throw to first, and at number one. Elliott now 1-for-3 today. And it brings up a man who's 2-for-2. A. Ribiel Angeles. Today in Lugnuts history, it's a good memory for the Loons against Lansing. Righty to righty, Angeles serves it on the ground. That's a hard hop for the second baseman, Young. The throw to first in plenty of time once he had collected himself. Two outs. That one nearly knocked him over, staggered him.
Caution on the 2018 one. It may be the trivia question tonight. So.
Oh, how about the 2016 one?
Yeah, go for that one.
Oh, 2016 is okay.
Yeah, just
stay
caution,
away from 2018.
Caution on the 2018
one. Good. 2016, the Great Lakes Loons finished off a four-game sweep of the Lugnuts here at Cooley Law School Stadium. And that was when the Lugnuts were Toronto Blue Jays single-A affiliate. Two outs, nobody on. Colby Halter steps in, lifts the first pitch he sees down the left field line. It's a long run for Nick Bittison. The Hokie can't make the catch. Off his glove and down. And Halter is into second base. Two out base runner for the Lugnuts in scoring position. Official score charges an error to Bittison. Top of the order coming up, and Junior Perez. So at the time, that four-game sweep finished up by the Loons. They went from 4.5 games back to half a game back for the second and final Eastern Division playoff berth. They would pass the Lugnuts, and I bring that up because in 2016, that's when Great Lakes won the Midwest League Championship. And that really started their run. It was August the 17th, 2016, 7 years ago. Chris Foster's our good friend on the call of that championship. And now, what's Chris up to, Adam? Junior Perez takes the ball down and away.
He's just the voice of the Chicago Blackhawks, an original six hockey team in the NHL.
He's doing all right in the second city. His broadcast partner, Brett Tunney, is still with the Loons. He's right next door to us, and every now and then, Rad leans out of his broadcast booth, and he fires a crumpled up paper ball at Adam. Just fires it at him. Catcher Lockwood Powell goes to the mound for conference.
Tell the people what just happened in the last half inning, though, where I marched over and just nailed him in the right hip.
You've heard of snowball fights. We are having paper ball fights between the Lugnuts and the Loons broadcast booths.
It's a Chippewa thing.
Do you think that you've won? Do you think you're leading right now?
Yeah, I hit him square in the hip.
Perez takes a called strike down the middle. Off speed from Ramirez.
You know the loon howls? That's what Brad Tunney's noise was when I hit him.
The whales?
Yeah.
Yeah. Loon fact of the day. Brad Tunney.
No, it's coming in the seventh. Don't worry, Jesse.
4-3, Lugnuts lead. The pitch. Perez hits it foul off the right side. There are a couple of fans reaching out for the souvenir. Nobody made the clean catch. Strike two.
You know the first broadcaster that started the paper wad throws at me?
Vin Scully.
No. The late Don Shido.
Oh.
That was always his thing. And here we are, just passing the torch.
Ramirez deals up and in, nearly hit him. Ball two. So Brad is going down a hollowed path.
It's just the Chippewa way.
Colby Halter at second. Two outs. Bottom of the sixth. Lugnuts up by run. The pitch. Just a little up and away. Did not miss by much. Three balls and two strikes on a man who has walked twice already in this game. Jacob Wilson is waiting on deck. And if you're Adolfo Ramirez, you want to challenge Perez, not walk him. Bring up Wilson with two on. Here's the payoff. And it's bounced down the third base side, but fair territory grabbed by Guerra. Throw to first in time. Junior took a flying leap, expressing his own thoughts about that call by Brandon Tipton. Craig Conklin is going to follow up and talk to Tipton about that call down at first base. In the end, the Lugnuts blanked by Ramirez in the bottom of the sixth. Halter left in scoring position. Adam Jackson gets the call. Hopefully does not have to dodge any more paper ball throws along the way. 4-3 Lugnuts. Get to the late going from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the seventh inning we go. Lansing with a slim 4-3 advantage. And it is still going to be Jack Owen who comes out for a second inning of work after facing 6, 7, and 8. 9-1 and 2 coming up. Jake Vogel, Taylor Young. First pitch. Drops in. Strike one. And Alex Freeland. Seventh inning will be dedicated to our Loon Fact of the Day. Stay tuned.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know that gets the people going. 0-1 pitch. That's down low, one ball, one strike.
You know, a seven upside down and reversed is just an L for Loon.
Yes, it is. Good point. 1-1. Outside, two balls and a strike. It also could be an L for Lugnuts.
That's true.
Lefty on righty to pitch. Line drive out to center field, and it's a base hit in front of Junior Perez. So the nine-man Jake Vogel is aboard after a ground out and a line out. He turns the card over nicely. Tying run is aboard in this seventh inning. Great Lakes scored two in the first. Lansing scored one in the first. Lugnuts then got three in the fourth. The Loons tacked on one in the fifth. Those are all the runs scoring half innings. 4-3 Lugnuts. 16 combined hits. And time, wow, that was very interesting. Owen was out there set, ready to pitch. Young was in the box. Everybody was lined up, and Don Schulze just started walking onto the field.
I'm glad Chad Patterson saw him.
Yeah. My goodness. So a visit on the mound, and Jesse, let's go over our Loon Fact of the Day, presented to you by the lunatic himself, me. That was the Jesse Goldberg Strassler saying last night. As we know, loons do not have teeth. Birds don't have teeth, right?
We do know this.
So how do they eat their food?
How do they eat their food?
Well, they have to eat their food either in massive chunks or just swallow their prey whole.
So, like a snake.
Yeah. Like the snake, like, yeah, just kind of slowly digest it. But you'd think that's not going to be good for the loon digestive system if you're swallowing things whole.
Wait, step back. What is a loon's prey?
Oh, like little crawfish and fish?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So how do they avoid the digestive system issues?
How do they avoid it?
Well, that is our loon fact of the day. The pitch home. That is down low. One ball, no strikes to Taylor Young. Do you have any idea what they could do?
So the first thing that comes to my mind is there's something genetic with them that helps them out chemically within their body. No?
That's a good guess. That is a good guess. I like that. Throw back to first in time. No tag, though. Vogel gets back.
Clearly they do something entirely different.
Oh, I think maybe it's genetically that they all do this, but what they do is they will swallow small rocks or pebbles to help break up the food. 1-0 pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. So a loon will eat typically crawfish or small fish is what they search for. You can find them in typically clear lakes or ponds because that is how they search out their prey. You just scour the surface. The pitch. This is popped up out to right field, tracking back Thomas. Just in front of the track, now onto it as he makes the catch. One down. Vogel goes back to first. So they duck down, look for their prey in those clear water spots. And then, yes, they'll eat the whole thing typically or large chunks, but then they'll also pick up small pebbles or rocks to help the digest of that food.
I'm picturing a loon sitting at a restaurant. I would like crawfish with a side of rocks.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you're looking at from the loon. Real loon thing to order. But there you go. That's your loon fact for the day. The loons will eat most of their food and rocks or pebbles.
We do have an email sent in from Jerry Shriver in Somerville, South Carolina.
Pitch home. Runner takes off for second. Throw is up high. Down to second it goes. It is late. The tag applied from Kobe Holzer. And Jake Vogel has stolen second base. What do you got for me?
Jerry was wondering, he writes, I hope you and Adam give a detailed rundown for the treat snack menu tonight. He really enjoyed the chocolate chip cookie taste test and description last night.
Is Nicole, I don't even know if she's working tonight.
I don't think so.
1-0 pitch. That is a breaking ball in there on the outer part of the plate.
Wait, you'll enjoy this. Jerry writes, he enjoyed that Great Lakes' Brad didn't get any. Jerry has chosen sides in the conflict.
Jerry, you're my kind of guy. The pitch, that's up high outside. After we just explicitly explained that Tunney is throwing paper wads at me tonight, of course he's not getting a cookie.
According to sympathy vote.
Here's what I'll tell you, though, Jerry, even though we don't have sweets tonight. A 2-1. That is on the outside corner, two balls and two strikes. I'll tell you about Nicole, who we've obviously... She's the greatest, as we mentioned last night. We cut up the half inning that we tried the cookie, which was the bottom of the third last night, and I sent it to her, and she loved it. So she was pretty thrilled. Jesse also sent her a video. So we made sure, one, that we kept our word and taste tested for her, but we did it on the air and sent it over to her. She loved it. 2-2 pitch. Kick back up over the netting out of play. So maybe, you know, we only have a few home games left, 8 to go. We should tell Nicole that she's going to have to potentially bring us some more sweets and we can test them on the air.
Well, she's not alone because there's chocolate cake in the office right now from Carol.
The pitch, swing and a miss. That's strike three. And over to third on that strike three is Jake Vogel as he steals third base. One-man rally doing it himself over there, two outs.
Carol and Dale Walker catered lunch for the Lugnuts front office today. Watermelon. The chocolate cake is dessert, and Adam, there is some left if you would like some very rich chocolate cake.
Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
How about that?
Craig, big thanks to Carol.
Yes, indeed.
And Dale.
A couple of greats here at the Lugnuts. Carol right outside the suites. You'll greet her if you come up to this level, and you'll greet her with a big smile all the time. Craig Conklin is out there, by the way. Gives a pat to Jack Owen as he heads back to the dugout. Pitching change here as the Lugnuts will go. So it looks like Christian Fernandez here to try and get the final out. And it's a big one. Yainer Fernandez coming to the plate with a runner at third and a 4-3 Lansing lead in the top of the seventh.
That tying run, 90 feet away. Fernandez, the last time that we saw him work against the Great Lakes Loons, go back to the first game of the series. Now, when he came in, he relieved Brock Whittlesey. And if you remember, when he came on, he tossed one in the third innings. The first one was fine. He worked around a walk. He struck out Chris Newell. But then, in the eighth inning, that's when he ran into trouble. After a strikeout of Nick Bettison, a walk, an RBI double hit by Griffin Lockwood Powell, Pedro Santos had to come on and record the final five outs in a save to wrap up the Lugnut 6-5 win. You and I both know, when Christian Fernandez is going well, it can look really good. His curveball has an argument to be made that it's the best curve on the Lugnuts. It's got good competition, but the curve and the changeup are the best pitches. True four-pitch guy.
Surprised that they went away from Jack Owen here to try and wrap up the final out in the seventh inning?
It's such a right-handed, heavy Great Lakes Loons offense, and you're going into all the right-handers all in a row right now. Fernandez, Lockwood Powell, Bettison, Betancourt, after just passing the switch-hitting Freeland. So you've got that righty-righty matchup.
All right, well, let's see if it pays off. Greg Conklin hoping that they can keep this one-run lead. Runner at third base, 4-3 Nuts, top seven, two away. Here is that righty-righty matchup. Fernandez tonight, 1-3. Christian Fernandez just into the game. Christian to Yainer. The pitch home. That ball inside. We'll see which Fernandez wins this battle.
Both from Venezuela.
Not a shock there. Black Sox pulled up for Christian Fernandez. Green Sox pulled up for Yainer. The pitch, swatted up in the air, foul. First base side, out of play, into the seats. One ball, one strike.
That's helping Christian. That ball was off the outside corner. The count is about to be 2-0.
Fernandez trying to put it in play there, be aggressive. You're right. Hitter friendly count if he lays off that. The pitch, inside and low, 2-1. Back and forth game tonight. Loons led first, Lansing has led since, but the Loons closed the gap with a run in the fifth. Now trying to tie the score here in the seventh. Lansing straight up defensively in the infield. Junior Perez is shifted out towards right center field. The pitch, swing and it's kicked back. Two balls, two strikes.
I want you to think back to the start of the year. The Loons offense was based around Austin Gauthier and Freeland and Keith and Dalton rushing. Yainer Fernandez batted down in the order. He is now the centerpiece of their lineup following the promotions and the injury to rushing.
He's got 39 driven in. So a base hit here could give him an even 40. We do have a rogue baseball out there in left field. So Clark Elliott will go attend to that as it got away from the Loons bullpen. Some would call that the rogue one out there that's now been tossed onto Home Run Hill.
That was a good movie.
good. It was a great movie. One of the best in the...
Saga.
Yes. Saga. Either way. Whatever you like.
Sega.
Long hold here for Fernandez. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. High hop towards third. Adelaide's charging. Gets it on a short hop. Throws on the run to first. In time. Oh, that's pretty from Eurybiel Anjeles, and it saves a run. So the move to Christian Fernandez works as he gets Yainer Fernandez. Let's stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. 4-3, Lansing leads. Off to the bottom of the seventh, and Lucas Webb comes into the game to replace Adolfo Ramirez. So he will take over against the heart of the order, Jacob Wilson, the two-hitter, followed by Daniel Susak and Colby Thomas. 4-3, Nuts lead, bottom seven. Righty on righty, here's the first pitch. Up high, ball one with the fastball from Lucas Webb. He has that harsh turn with his body before he comes home. Turns and throws. Up high, two balls, no strikes.
Last action in this series, he came in a 3-3 game at T.J. Schofield Sam's RBI double, won it for the Lugnuts on Wednesday, 4-3.
Lansing up 4-3 tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss. Wilson chased that down low, would have been ball three. Webb, 6'5", 190-pound, 23-year-old from the 6, Toronto. A drafted free agent in 2022 out of Louisiana Monroe.
The Warhawks?
Yeah. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Wilson chased that one up. A little eager here, trying to put bat on ball. And this is something we'll continue to watch with Jacob Wilson to see if he stays off some of those pitches, draws a few more walks as the season goes on. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the change. Good pitch. Nice breaking ball there, and that is a rare strikeout for Jacob Wilson. He does not do that often, so you know it was a great pitch by Webb to get him.
It's a great sequence, Adam. The whole sequence was really well executed.
Yes, indeed. Just the seventh strikeout for Jacob Wilson. Got him to chase with breaking balls, went fastball up, and then breaking ball to finish him off. Pitch home. Down low to Daniel Susak. Here in the bottom of the seventh, 4-3, Lansing leads. Three-run fourth, the difference so far. That's the last time they score. The pitch. It's outside, 2-0. Seems like it would be a tragedy if Lansing had a crowd this big and they didn't get to show him a home run tonight. Feels like there's one coming here in the last few innings. 2-0 pitch. That's a good pitch there on 2-0 across the outside corner, 2-1.
He has such great trust in his breaking stuff.
And a gotta-have-it pitch down 2-0. He went to it and delivered. Next offering, shot foul. Heading over towards Large Street, out of play.
Lucas Webb really is all arms and legs. We have mentioned before how loosely his uniform hangs from it. And so the question is, as long as he can repeat those herky-jerky mechanics, I mean, he is very difficult to pick up that baseball as he moves it on you.
Arms, legs, and hips, right? Pitch home. It's outside. 3-2.
Hips don't lie, Adam.
No, they don't. Shakira. Three-two pitch. And unfortunately, they lie there. It's ball four inside. Lucas Webb gives up his first base runner, and Daniel Susak is aboard. Fortunate for Susak. He'll take the walk. First time reaching tonight. All right, Jesse, we got to answer that trivia question here in the bottom of the seventh. We gave it in the fourth, and the question was, as it is Pablo Sanchez's 26th birthday, the great backyard sports player, Pablo Sanchez.
The GOAT.
That's right. He had his bobblehead night back on this day in 2018. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, strike one. We asked you on this August 18th day back in 2018, when we had the Pablo Sanchez bobblehead night, what was the team name for Lansing? Because they didn't play as the Lugnuts. It was a themed team name. The 0-1 pitch. There goes Susak headed to second. This is on the ground. Past the diving third baseman here in the left field. Susak sprints to third. They're at the corners with one out in the seventh. A little hit and run action right there. Aggression pays off. And Lansing a chance to strike here in the seventh. So, with two on and one out, here comes TJ Schofield Sam. As Jesse told you, the guy that got Webb on Wednesday night will have a chance to do it two nights later and stretch the lead to two, maybe more.
Adam, we have a correct answer, by the way.
Do we? All right, we'll get to that after this first pitch from Lucas Webb as he comes set. Throws back to first instead. There is Colby Thomas safely in. Schofield Sam, by the way, 1-for-3 tonight. RBI single came in that fourth. That was the 3-run, 9-batter fourth inning with 4 hits. He still left the bases loaded. The pitch home. That drops in across the plate, strike one.
Leanne Cook emailed in to say, the Mighty Wombats.
A clutch name. Yes, indeed. Great work, Leanne. And what a fun night that was. Some great bobbleheads. Pablo Sanchez. 0-1 pitch. Line drive out to left field. Bittison is going back. He's got the catch just in front of the track. Susak tags. He scores with ease. RBI sack fly for TJ Schofield Sam. 5-3 nuts in the seventh. 2 outs.
That's another good swing by Schofield Sam against Webb. But I go back to Daniel Susak running with Colby Thomas, singling into left field, putting him in position to score on that sack fly.
Just good baseball right there. Aggression pays off. And now Lansing did a lot of their damage in that fourth inning with 2 outs. Can Brennan Malone potentially start another 2-out rally? 5-3 nuts, bottom 7. Runner at first with those 2 outs. Righty on righty. Go back to first. Jesse, I was curious. I have the list here of backyard sports characters. Did you have a favorite character?
I never played.
Really?
It was entirely off my radar.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. I was a big Dante Robinson fan. He's got the great throw. And how about the Brazil named Kenny? Everybody else has first and last names. He's just Kenny in the wheelchair. Pitch home. There's a ground ball over towards third. It's fair behind the bag in foul territory. Guerra throws up the line and a tag by Betancourt as he is there waiting for Malone. And that is it. Malone can't believe that that was a fair ball. I don't think he was running at full pace because he thought it was foul and he didn't run till later. He's still shaking his head as he heads to the dugout. So the Nuts leave one stranded on a walk and a base hit. They do score another run on the sac fly. 5-3, Lugs as we head to the eighth.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Game so far, Lansing, they lost last night 5-3. Good news, they will not lose 5-3 tonight because they lead 5-3. 6 outs to go to try and get their third win. First pitch home. Griffin Lockwood Powell takes it down low, ball one. Lockwood Powell has done the damage tonight against the Lugs. 2 driven in with a double in the first and a run scored, and then the RBI single in the fifth. The pitch, that's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. From Christian Fernandez, came in to get the final out in the seventh and hold that one-run lead before Lansing would tack on one in the bottom of the seventh to make it now 5-3 in the eighth. Pitch home. Set deep out to left field. Elliott is going back. He's at the track. Leaps up, and that ball is off the top of the wall. It's in play as it caroms out towards left center. Lockwood Powell's around second. He's heading into third. Slides in safely with a triple. Griffin Lockwood Powell now a home run away from the cycle as he opens up the eighth with a 3-bagger. What a night tonight for Griffin Lockwood Powell. Showing the power there on that swing. Somehow the ballpark held it. And just like that, here come the Loons again. That base runners all night long. Here's Nick Bittison from the right side. The pitch home. That's inside, ball one. So Lockwood Powell, 3-for-4, double, single, and now the triple. Lansing playing Bittison to pull to the left side of the diamond, so right up the first baseline is wide open. The pitch home. Hammered out to center field. Perez over to his right, comes in, makes the catch. Lockwood Powell will tag. Here comes the throw. It's up the first baseline. And a line drive sac fly for Bittison makes it a one-run game, 5-4.
So immediately that insurance collected in the bottom of the seventh inning off the Schofield Sam sac fly matters.
And there has been no room for the Lugnuts to breathe tonight because Great Lakes continues to put the pressure on. Just one half inning tonight where Great Lakes didn't have a base runner, it was the second. Here we are in the eighth, 5-4 Nuts. Kenneth Betancourt coming to the plate. Will Lockwood Powell get to come up one more time to try and complete the cycle? Don Schulze will come out and chat with Christian Fernandez as the Lugnuts now have Pedro Santos warming down the right field pen.
If he did come up again, it would be trouble. It would mean a lot of base runners between this inning and or the ninth.
Sure would. We'll see what happens, but right now, Balloons now out hitting the Lugnuts 10-8. Each team with two errors, so a little bit of a sloppier game tonight, but again, the Lugnuts with their three runs in the fourth have the one-run advantage. Entire infield gathered on the mound. Home plate umpire, Chad Patterson, just coming out to break it up. The Lugnuts win tonight. They would have two chances to win the series tomorrow and Sunday against Great Lakes. It would be their second series victory of the season against them. Long way to go. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. Lansing swept Great Lakes to open the year up in Midland in a mini three-game set, then lost a series up in Midland. The pitch home. Breaking ball bends just a little bit inside, 2-0. Then the last time they were here, about a month ago, they split the series. 2-0 pitch. That's inside. Fernandez can't find the plate. Close misses, all right there, but not quite across. And after giving up the insurance run that the Lugnuts just got, pitch home. The Loons, as that is outside, now have a base runner. The tying run is aboard. So some trouble here for Fernandez in the eighth inning. This has really been the story. You look at Lansing's record square in the face, and you look and you say, why is this team 50-60? Why is this team unable to get over the hump? It has been the pitching. They have been in so many games, but the pitching at times has cost them in close games. And they continue to try and fight that. Craig Conklin is coming out. Christian Fernandez will give up the baseball, and they will go to Pedro Santos. But you look at this offense and this defense and what they've become. They've got two of the three pieces. The next piece for this team to get back to the playoffs and this team to compete at the top of the Midwest League is going to be that pitching.
Well, this guy coming into the ballgame right now has been a relatively consistent force ever since he was promoted from Stockton.
He has been tremendous and almost unhittable if he's hitting his spots. Pedro Santos, a great addition. And that's been part of the trouble, too, for the Lugnuts. You think about the athletic system as a whole, the pitching is a little scarce, as you see how many pitchers they took in this year's draft. So as soon as the Lugnuts pitchers have been getting good, they're moving up the system, Jesse.
Which, that's good that seven pitchers have been promoted. Brady Basso and Tyler Baum and Blake Beers and Yoelvis Del Rosario and Grant Holman, Jorge Juan, Jack Perkins. That's exactly what you want. You want to have guys who are ready for the next level, but what you also want to have is the depth that when they get promoted, who fills their spot. We see a Brady Basso move up. James Gonzalez comes in, and he's aces yesterday. When Pedro Santos joined the Lugnuts, that was to replace Tyler Baum. And I would dare say, Baum was one of the best closers in the Midwest League while he was here. And Santos has been pretty darn good. He showcased a big-time arm.
Yes, he has. 24 strikeouts, opponents batting just 115 against him. 11 walks through 15 and a third innings has been the one thing. Is if he can control it, you really don't have much of a chance. The ERA sits at .59 through nine games, only one earned run allowed. It was a home run. He has given up four total runs, of which three were unearned. So he faces Chris Alleen, Luis Guerra, Jake Vogel, the bottom three in the card. There is one out. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Goes right after him with a mid-90s fastball. You know, Lansing is thinking, can we turn another double play? Runner at first with the one out and one run lead. The pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Alleen tonight, 0 for 3. Fielder's choice. Ground out. Fly out. Kenneth Betancourt is the man at first, has reached all four times tonight, three hits and a walk. Small lead as he's held on by Brendan Malone at first base. Righty on lefty, the pitch. Swing and a miss. That one coming across on the outside corner. So Bubba Lane steps back in. The switch hitter rocks the bat. The pitch. Up high outside, 2-2.
Change the eye level. I wonder now if you try to drop in that curve.
We've seen all fastballs here. Good time to do it. Santos trying to get the final two outs. Lansing 5 outs away from a third series victory. The pitch. Twists it out over the jumping Anales. No, he reaches up and saves it, and he's got the out. His momentum carries him into the outfield grass. A looping liner, and he held on to it, jumping up to save a base hit.
Needed every bit of his 5'11".
That was outstanding. Couple of great defensive plays again tonight. Think of the Jacob Wilson play that came back in that fourth inning. Think of the Anjales ground out play that came to save a run in the seventh. That perhaps saves a run here in the eighth. Now two outs. Here's Luis Guerra. Righty on righty matchup. The pitch home. Up high with the fastball. 1-0. Left side of the infield tonight. Excellent defensively. Wilson did have an error, but also has turned a double play, the 105th of his season by the Nuts in game 111. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Lansing coming up in the bottom of the eighth inning to try and add insurance once more, potentially, if this game stays 5-4. We'll have the bottom of the card, 7-8-9, Elliott, Anjales, and Halter to the plate. Santos stands tall. Throws inside, 2-1. Number 45, Pedro Santos, 6'5", 240, the 23-year-old from Cuba. International free agent in 2018. Did not play last year as he comes back this season. 2-1 pitch. That's down low, and it scoots away from Susak up to second. Moves Kenneth Betancourt. That's a wild pitch. And now it's 3-1. And Jake Vogel waits on deck, the nine hitter. The Loons just don't give you any room for error. They are on the gas pedal offensively every half inning. They have chances to score.
I'm just saying, Adam, big wild pitch in terms of single likely ties the game.
Mm-hmm.
Look where Junior Perez is playing from the center field spot.
Yeah, out in right center. Preparing for Guerra to potentially twist one out the other way. Left center field wide open. 3-1 pitch. That's down low, ball four, and they're at first and second. And now you face Jake Vogel. Things getting dicey in this eighth inning as Lansing tries to potentially win another one-run game against these pesky Loons. They won by a run on Tuesday. They won by a run on Wednesday. They lost by 2 runs last night. They lead by a run tonight.
It was Vogel on Tuesday who had an RBI single off of Pedro Santos' fastball. Pulled it on the line into left field.
And they play him to pull here in the eighth. Brennan Malone not holding on Guerra. He's standing midway between first and second. The pitch home. Shot back foul, strike one. Halter is playing just to the right of second base. And then Wilson and Anjales are pulled to the left of their normal shortstop and third base positions. Anjales essentially right up the line. There's a gap between the left side of the infield and right up the first baseline. This pitch is inside. 1-1. Betancourt with good speed. And second base. I'll be running on 2 outs here, so trying to come home and tie the game. 5-4 Nuts, bottom eight. The pitch down low, 2-1. I think that top eight here. Lugnuts will try and potentially again come up and maybe have a chance to add insurance or potentially need to retake the lead. If Jake Vogel can come through tonight, he's 1-for-3. Ground out, line out, but a base hit and 2 stolen bases in his last at bat in the seventh. The pitch lifted out to right center field, twisting back. Thomas is over to his right, and the gap makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So Santos works around a walk, gets a great defensive play from Arribe Anjales, and he strands 2 Loons, and Lansing stays in front 5-4. They're trying to add some more to the bottom of the eighth when we return.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the bottom of the eighth, Lansing leading 5-4 as we bring it back to a packed Jackson Field, Michigan State Capitol, just past 9 o'clock on a Friday night. Lansing trying to add something more after just giving up the insurance run they tagged in the seventh. The Loons get it back in the eighth, so a one-run game. Elliot Anjeles and Halter up against Franklin De La Paz. First pitch misses, ball one. Elliott 1-for-3, RBI double in the fourth. Lefty on lefty, Franklin De La Paz. ERA sits just under 6.5. Brings it head high, throws home. Shoots it on the outside corner with the fastball, strike one. They play Elliott to pull to the right side of the diamond. Guerra giving up the third base line, which is where a check swing double from Elliott snuck through. That helps score. The Lugnuts, their second of three runs in that fourth inning. It was that three-run half inning that put them in front so far for good. They tacked on one more in the seventh to go up 5-3, and again, the Loons just got the run back to make it 5-4. This was after Great Lakes took a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. So Lansing three outs away from a third victory, but again, they would love to get something here to provide some insurance before we get to the ninth. 1-1 pitch. Way outside as it twists away from the lefty Elliott.
Adam, quick out-of-town scoreboard update. West Michigan's four-game winning streak over. They fall 6-5 to South Bend. Fort Wayne victorious 3-2 over Dayton, back within half a game for the East.
2-1 pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate, but not called strike. 3-1. Division race is very important right now. Each team's opportunity to try and make the playoffs in the second half to play the Loons. Pitch home. That's outside, ball four. So now you have a speedster in Clark Elliott to potentially provide another run here. Be interesting to see if Craig Conklin tries to put him in motion here. Elliott has been excellent at stealing bases. He's a perfect 7-for-7. He has not gone a ton, but he's gone in pivotal situations like ninth innings before. Here we are in the bottom of the eighth. Ariel Anjeles at the plate. Lefty on ready. He's had a good game tonight, defensively and offensively. Throwback to first. They had Elliott picked off, and the throw was wide. Oh, Elliott is fortunate to get back to the bag. He was leaning to second when the throw came to first, but the throw was down the line from the bag, and Betancourt had to step to get to it, and that gave Elliott a chance to get back. What a break for the Nuts. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike one.
We don't think about command very much when it comes to pickoff throws. But you're right. He puts that ball right on the bag. Clark's in trouble. High and outside to the first baseman, Betancourt.
Can Lansing take advantage? 0-1 pitch. Instead, as a throw back to first. Anjeles, 2-for-3 tonight. singled in the third, RBI single in the fourth, and then he rounded out to second. He had a home run to foul territory out to left field earlier in the game. 0-1 pitch. Line back, foul. No balls, two strikes. He's also had two great defensive plays. Again, he's had a really nice night trying to help Lansing get their sixth run and move in front by a couple.
It just shows what he's capable of, and they would love to see this from him on a consistent basis.
Sitting down in the eighth spot tonight. They need his production. Elliott dancing, throw back to first, and he's in there safely. And that's a balk, and the Lugnuts dugout pointed it out. That's a big mistake by De La Paz, two of them. So a missed throw to first base opened up the opportunity for Elliott to get back to the bag. And then the dancing around from Elliott caused a balk, and now he is in runner in scoring position with nobody out. 0-2. Breaking ball in there called. Strike three. That's strike three. And Angeles is out. There was no strike three call. It was simply just a point. I don't think that Chad Patterson realized it was strike three for a moment until he then went up with the right hand and told Angeles he's out.
Can we go back to Clark Elliott, who first drew a walk, and then he drew a balk? A pitcher can only throw over to first base twice. You throw over a third time, you better have the runner picked off. He didn't. Balk.
Here's Colby Halter. That's low and outside. Ball one. So he's drawn a walk and a balk. Maybe he'll find a beanstalk as well. Or maybe there's some chalk.
Use some chalk.
The 1-0 pitch. That's in there, strike one. Well, he's just hoping that he can keep his lock going in this eighth inning. That's all I got.
You can talk the talk.
There it is. Runner at second, one out. 5-4 Nuts lead, bottom eight. Lefty-lefty to pitch. Jammed him in on the hands as it shoots back off the netting. 1-2. It'll be Junior Perez on deck. Two home runs allowed this year by Franklin De La Paz. Colby Halter just coming up, just had his first base hit last night. He's walked tonight, done that a few times. Tough guy to strike out, trying to put it in play. Play him to pull to the right side. 1-2 pitch. Lifted out to left field, shallow. Bittison coming in under it though and makes the catch. Elliott retreats to second, two outs. So it'll be up to Junior Perez, who takes a deep breath before he marches out to the plate to face the lefty, Franklin De La Paz. Perez doesn't have a hit tonight, but he's reached twice with two walks, scored a run and stole a base. Everything's been put in play, flied out to center, grounded out to third. And his other two at-bats, Elliott, great speed at second base. Lefty-righty matchup. The pitch. Low, ball one. Perez has been red hot in August. He's reached base 39 times in the last 20 games. The pitch. Popped up foul. Out of play. One ball, one strike. In that span, 26 hits, 13 walks. That gives him an OPS up around 900 here in the month of August. And trying to potentially deliver again. In the bottom of the eighth, lugs up 5-4 with two outs and Elliott at second base. The pitch home. In there, strike two. Good breaking ball. It twisted across the plate.
The big change for him was simplifying his swing, being shorter to the baseball. Look at his setup, Adam. It has changed a lot since the start of the year.
He's really cut those strikeouts down. That's been a big key. 1-2, way outside. Two balls and two strikes. And part of that is laying off pitches like that. Now that one, a little bit less enticing because it was way outside. But just in general, he's done a much better job commanding the strike zone and swinging at those pitches that come across the plate rather than the others. Here comes the break-even pitch. A dandy on the outside corner. It broke in. Strike three. That was fantastic from De La Paz. So he leaves the walk and the balk stranded at second base. We will head to the ninth. Lansing three outs away from a victory, up 5-4. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler tells you about it when we return.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
In the eighth inning, Pedro Santos stranded the tying run at second. On the go-ahead run at first base, he recorded the final two outs. And now he goes for the ninth. He already has a five-out save in this series. His Lugnuts lead the Loons 5-4. They have wins of 6-5 and 4-3 already in this series, looking for a third win in the first four games. Santos against the top of the Loons order, Young, Freeland, Fernandez. Righty-righty, the pitch to Taylor Young. Fastball up and away. Ball one at 95.
Well, it just wouldn't make sense with what we've seen tonight that this is going to be an easy 1-2-3 ninth with how pesky these Loon hitters, and especially facing the top of the order.
Here's the pitch to Young. High again, 2-0. When Santos recorded the five-out save the other day, Adam, it was a 1-2-3 ninth. Strikeouts of Yainer Fernandez and Chris Newell. Nick Bittison grounded out to third base. Taylor Young, 0-for-4 with a run scored. A 2-0. A called strike at the letters. 96.
Well, the Lugnuts are hoping he can repeat that again tonight. They'd love a 1-2-3 ninth and get out of here with a one-run win for a third time in this series, but we'll see what happens here.
A 23-year-old from Cuba gets the swing and a miss for strike two. He's just going with the fastball right after him.
This is where Taylor Young has been susceptible to looking strikeouts. He's had five the last two nights, including two in his first two at-bats tonight.
Young steps in. Nobody on, nobody out. A 2-2. Fouled away down the right side. 97 from Santos. It has been mainly the fastball. Adam, last inning, we did see the cutter every now and then. We have not seen a lot of his great curve. 2-2 pitch coming. There's the curve, and it's high. High, says Chad Patterson. Ball three. Five, four, Lugnuts, top of the ninth inning. Young's worked it full. The payoff, very, very high, and a leadoff walk for the Loons. Taylor Young is one of the preeminent base thieves in the Midwest League. 44th steal of the season came four innings ago.
Well, this is where Santos is hoping his defense can potentially grab him too, but yeah, you're right, the Loons know Lansing has turned so many double plays, they want to get to second.
Santos to Alex Freeland, batting left. Grounds the first pitch into right field. That's a base hit. Young around second base, and he hangs tight right there. Thomas in right, a strong arm. Quick land to Wilson, who applies the tag late. Young got back in. A walk, then the single. Now I want you to think back, Adam. When the Lugnuts beat the Loons 4-3 on Wednesday, our game recreation night, I was recreating, you were watching. Stevie Emanuels was pitching, and it began with back-to-back singles in the ninth inning. Then Emanuels struck out Lockwood Powell. He got Kenneth Bettencourt on a flyout, and Chris Aline struck out to end the game. Third baseman Anales is already pinching in with signals to his teammates in case of a bunt by Ander Fernandez.
Tough to live on the edge that much against this good offense, but the Lugnuts going to try and do that again tonight.
5-4 Lugnuts. First pitch. Fastball up and in. Ball one.
Just don't think he quite has his command right now.
No. Middle infielders are looking to turn two. Anales once again stepping inside the baseline at third. Righty fires to righty. Swing and a miss. 96 by him. Strike one.
Can you get that first out? That's the first part. Get your confidence up. Get that first out. Take a deep breath and start to go to work. But it starts with out number one through the middle of this order.
Loons down by a run in the ninth. A foul out of play to the right side. Strike two for Fernandez. In the seventh inning, it was Fernandez batting with Jake Vogel at third as the potential game-tying run. And he grounded out to Anjales at third base. Christian Fernandez got him. That kept Lansing in the lead. So here's Yainer. 1-for-4 with a third inning single. He struck out swinging back in the first inning against a great strikeout pitcher in Santos. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, strike three called. And Fernandez steps right up to the home plate umpire Patterson to let him know as quietly as he can exactly what he thought before heading back to the dugout. One away in the top of the ninth.
What a pitch right there from Sanchez, from Santos rather. Wow, Fernandez still barking back.
It was right there on the corner. Adam, there's your first out. Tying run at second for the Loons. Potential go-ahead run at first. The batter, Griffin Lockwood Powell. A home run away from the cycle. He takes ball one inside. I believe I said to you, if he comes up again, that would mean that the Loons will have had a lot of base runners. And he's come up again.
Yeah, that's been the theme of this series. And again tonight, a lot of base runners, but the Nuts have done a good job controlling them.
5-4 Lansing. Fastball high. Ball two.
Just can't get behind Loons hitters 2-0. It's very, very dangerous, especially against this guy who has had a heck of a night.
Double play ball would end the game. At second, Young. At first, Freeland. They run well. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. For Lockwood Powell, an RBI double and a run scored in the two-run first. Strikeout in the third. An RBI single in the fifth. A triple and a run scored in the eighth. Runners move and then stop. The pitch called a strike as Susak looked down to first but holds on to the baseball. 2-2 on Lockwood Powell.
This is what he did against Taylor Young. Young was able to come back, draw the walk. Let's see if he can finish off Young or finish off Griffin Lockwood Powell, or as you mentioned, a double play would end this game.
You've got two great base dealers who thought about it, gave the sign, and then put on the brakes. Santos with a 2-2. Runners don't move. It's grounded foul left side. Off toward the Loons pen where they are warming up an arm for the bottom of the ninth inning, if there is one. It is Michael Hobbs who's getting ready. Lugnuts up by a run. Two on, one out. The pitch fouled back off the top of the screen. And then down, hopping into the crowd. Santos is ready. Curveball outside. Three balls and two strikes. and a decision to make here for Daniel Nava, the Loons manager and third base coach. Do you put those runners in motion with a strikeout pitcher on the mound? They don't go, and Lockwood Powell, it's a high fly to left. Back goes Elliott at the wall. It's a cycle with a three-run go-ahead homer for Griffin Lockwood Powell. Loons lead 7-5. Santos left it up, and Griffin Lockwood Powell took him out, his 10th home run of the year.
You could feel it coming. Again, you just can't get behind these Loon hitters. You're getting base runners on all night. It felt like they were ready to pop. And Griffin Lockwood Powell, the second Chippewa in his many weeks, to come in here and do some major damage against the Lugnuts.
Santos throws. Nick Bettison takes a called strike. Edro Santos allows his second home run with Lansing. Righty, righty. Bettison 1-for-3 with a sac fly. He takes the ball down and away. First cycle allowed by Lansing Lugnuts pitchers since Alaric Soleri's soul cycle, June the 4th, 2022 for Cedar Rapids.
What a night for that guy.
A break even 1-1. Check swing. On appeal, he did not go. Two balls, one strike. And for the Lugnuts now, action to the pen behind Santos. A 2-1 pitch, very high, sends Bettison down. The bearded one, Brock Whittlesey, warming up. Bettison needs a moment to think. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, it will likely be Michael Hobbs against Jacob Wilson, Daniel Susak, and Colby Thomas. So buckle up for that. But first, there's still only one out. Nobody on, three balls, one strike. Santos to the plate. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 96. Full count pitch to Bettison. Pop foul, back and out of play. On deck, Kenneth Betancourt. Here's the 3-2. Shot foul on a line down the right side. Well, the Loons grabbed the game's first lead with two runs in the top of the first inning. Lugnuts scored one in the bottom of the first and then grabbed their own lead with three in the bottom of the fourth inning. It was 4-2 at the time. 7-5 Loons now. A ground ball hit towards short. It's Wilson fielding cleanly. Throws to first, out number two. Bring up Kenneth Betancourt. Pitch black skies above, lights on in full. Matthew fireworks will follow this game, but first we've got a pitching change here on the top of the ninth inning. Pedro Santos is coming out unofficially 42 pitches for Pedro. His first blown save as a member of the Lugnuts, and it comes in dramatic fashion. Sometimes Craig Conklin takes that baseball immediately and makes the signal to the pen. Not here. The manager of the Lugnuts had something to say to Pedro first. Santos reaches down before he crosses the foul line, draws in the dirt, and heads off first base side. You and I, Adam, agree that his ceiling is high. But on this night, it's Griffin Lockwood Powell's night.
Oh, it's just heartbreaking. I mean, again, you could feel it. You're living, you're playing with fire the way that Lansing has had to deal with these Loons tonight on the bases. And again, they just hadn't had that inning that they broke through. And that's how Lansing won Tuesday and Wednesday with one run, low scoring games. But you can't allow the first two in the top of the order to reach here and not think that there's going to be damage to pay when you're going through the middle of the order. And the command just came back to bite him. And Lockwood Powell has been untouchable tonight. What a performance by him. But this is what these loons have done for years in this league, is they find ways to win dramatic games late. And it's a stinger. Lansing will still have an opportunity to come up in the ninth, but they're certainly going to feel something after this one if they let this one get away, with a chance, if you won tonight, to have two chances tomorrow and Sunday to win the series. So you hope Brock Whittlesey can come in, get the final out here, and then the offense can get something going. But what a massive turn here in the top of the ninth.
The new pitcher, Brock Whittlesey, the undrafted free agent from New Mexico State, sat out of Mesa, Arizona. 34th appearance of the season. That breaks a tie between Whittlesey, John Beller, and Kumar Nambiar for the most heavily used Lansing relievers. Whittlesey has gone 46 and a third innings, 37 strikeouts, 21 walks, a .281 average against. Those numbers lie to you. He's been pitching better and better as this year has gone on. Whittlesey is out there to look for the final out of this top of the ninth inning. Kenneth Betancourt's the batter, two outs, nobody on. The pitch slides down and away. Loons 7, Lugnuts 5. He's Adam Jackson. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Griffin Lockwood Powell's three-run homer has lifted the Loons into the lead. Righty to righty. That's up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Kenneth Betancourt is 3-for-3. Three singles and a walk. A 2-0 hitter's pitch. Strike called across the outside corner. Whittlesey offers. Sunk it low. Three balls and a strike. Whittlesey pitched earlier in the series and picked up the win August the 15th with two scoreless innings. That's it, fly. Kind of the air down the right side and foul. Count is full. If the Lugnuts were to rally in the bottom of the ninth inning and walk off the Loons, that would give Whittlesey another win. Payoff. A ground ball up the middle. Wilson to his left. He grabs. He throws. He got him at first base. Side retired. But we are going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Griffin Lockwood Powell with a three-run go-ahead homer. The Great Lakes Loons are up 7-5. Buckle up.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
The mustachioed Mr. Michael Hobbs toes the rubber for the Great Lakes Loons, and we open up the bottom of the ninth inning. Loons 7, Lugnuts 5. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Jacob Wilson leads off, the number 2 hitter in the order. Daniel Susak on deck, Colby Thomas in the hole, 2-3-4. Righty deals to righty. Outside corner, strike one call. Wilson is 0 for 4 today. Open stance. That bobbing up and down. Hobbs brings it. A fastball serve foul down the right side. Strike two.
Well, on a night where Lansing has been so good, does their offense have anything left? All of that momentum kind of sucked out on a big swing, but still, you got the right part of the order to do some damage here in this ninth inning.
A two-strike pitch. The Hobbs curveball not chased as it bounced in. Difficult to hang back from that pitch. Ball one.
That's a great eye right there by Jacob Wilson. Not an easy pitch to lay off of. Very enticing spot where Hobbs put it. He lives to see another pitch.
A go-ahead, one-out, three-run homer in the top of this ninth from Griffin Lockwood Powell. The 1-2. A fastball flied out to right. Chris will lean to his left toward the corner. He waits. He's got the one-hand snag. There's one down. Now Daniel Susak. The back-to-back first rounders in this Lugnut starting lineup. Wilson, the 2023 sixth overall pick. Susak, the 2022 19th overall pick. He's 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Strike called on the outside corner to start him. Hobbs going a hook. 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Loons. 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Nuts. Here's the toss. Down. No appeal of a check swing. Ball one. You know, while Griffin Lockwood Powell has had the monster night on one side, the Lugnut having a great night, Colby Thomas. 4 for 4 with 2 doubles waiting on deck. Hobbs to Susak. A curveball grounded up the middle. That's into center field for a base hit. It saw its way between Freeland and Young. Susak on. Vogel lobs it into second. A one-out single for the Lugnuts.
That's a great swing right there. That pitch is up, and he still gets his hands around quick enough and puts enough mustard on it to get it back up the middle. And that puts the tying run at the plate here in Colby Thomas.
Adam, yesterday we saw Thomas hit a 441-foot home run way out to left. Today, single, double, double, single. Initial offering, right-hander to right-hander. Swing and a miss. Strike one at 91 miles an hour.
Yeah, he went for it right there. About left his shoes on that big swing. He's looking to tie this thing up and put the number on the back of his jersey up on the board for the Nuts.
7-5 Loons. Here it comes. A ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Freeland grabs. Steps on second. Fires to first. Double play. This ball game is over. The Loons and the Lugnuts have split the first 4 games of this series. Great Lakes comes back and beats Lansing 7-5 on the Lockwood Powell 3-run ninth inning homer.
Well, there have been some really difficult losses this year, and that one is certainly going to be up there. Lansing played so great. They had held the Loons in check, even with all the base runners, and the Loons have struggled to score with runners in scoring position in their 2 losses, but they capitalized big time. Griffin Lockwood Powell beats the Lugnuts single-handedly tonight offensively, and what a monstrous swing in the ninth.
So the Loons improved to 22-24, 68-44 for the year. Griffin Lockwood Powell achieving the cycle with a ninth inning go-ahead home run. The Lugnuts fall to 19-27, 50-61. And Adam, now into the weekend, because we've got 2 more games to go between these 2 squads. The Loons now lead the all-time series 147-146. The Lugnuts lead this season series 10-9. I mean, this has felt like playoff baseball with how tight these games have been all throughout this week.
Yeah, you got to regroup and come back tomorrow. I don't know what else to say. That's a hard loss to swallow right there for the Nuts. And you give all the credit to the Loons. They dropped the first 2. They're used to winning series. They come back, win 2 straight, 2 tight games, 5-3 last night, 7-5 tonight, comeback fashion. And Lansing, that's a clubhouse down there that's going to feel that loss tonight, and they're going to have to come ready to play a game tomorrow.
Tomorrow we expect a Lugnuts debut. Jason Sanchez, just up from Stockton, is expected to make an appearance on the mound for the Lugnuts. The Great Lakes Loons will counter with the right-hander Jermaine Rosario. Game time 7.05 p.m. Gates open up at 6 p.m. And a big lug Oakland Athletics bobblehead giveaway that is living in Adam Jax's nightmares, so you're definitely going to want it. Matthew Fireworks to follow the game.
100%. Get here early, get that bobblehead, because it's pretty darn cool.
Sunday, 1.05 p.m., Capital City Market Kids Day. Not only that, it's Big Lug's birthday party on Sunday. And Mitch Myers gets the ball against Maddox Bruns and the rematch from the series opener on Tuesday. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Sunday, postgame, kids run the bases, but we'll be celebrating Big Lug's birthday. Then after the game, free ice cream with Big Lug and music at Capital City Market. Adam, you ready to call this a night?
Yes, sir. We'll see you tomorrow, my man.
Right. Loons beat the Lugnuts 7-5. The cycle for Griffin Lockwood Powell achieved with a three-run go-ahead home run at the top of the ninth inning. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Loons win 7-5. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your Friday night. And go Nuts!